mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ago. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today. We have Bev Harris joining us because we're only about 27 days away from the election. And I was thinking to myself, why not have the premier expert on election fraud coast to coast on the show? The reason I thought of her was the election's coming up and I wanted to set her up for right after the election to cover from the field. She's always in the field where the worst cases of fraud are, with either party behind it. And I thought about that last week, and then I got on the treadmill in the garage, turned on HBO, and watched about an hour of the documentary Hacking Democracy. And I'd seen it several times, but it just hit me as so powerful. I mean, they have the company stealing and cheating and robbing, and you know, they're driving over to try to get the computer tapes that the state won't give them and the county won't give them, and they catch the employees trying to run out the back door with them in trash bags and then fighting with them, and they rip open, and there's the proof that they stole the election. And, I mean, it's like every minute and a half there's another instance of something like that. It is an absolute fact that we don't have the right to vote in most areas of this country. And it's very exciting to know that many of us were aware of this, that there was systemic, organized fraud coast to coast, and that in the last 5-6 years, intensifying, there has been an effort by the establishment to consolidate that down. Before, elections had to be stolen on a county-by-county level. Then they'd be sent up to Voter News Services, a private, secret consortium, who many times a candidate would win Arizona, win Texas, win New Hampshire. It wouldn't matter even if local counties announced that. At the federal level, they would just announce a fraudulent tabulation, and then it would end up in local papers that it was a fraud, but things just moved forward. But that started to be revealed, and so the military-industrial complex carrying this out has now tried to centralize it, and a little bit more than 40% of the country can now, in 90 seconds or less, be remote reprogrammed, and there's no record of it. That's right, 40% and growing. 40% of the country can be remotely hacked, and a fraudulent election can be engaged in with national elections. Regionally, it takes a little more time. But literally, this is so automated that it's down to one person now can skew 40% of the political sectors, jurisdictions of the country, a little over 40. So she'll be joining us coming up for a report, getting me on this in about 6 months, on all the things that have happened, what she's been tracking and covering, and all the things that have unfolded since the big primaries when they cheated Ron Paul and others in New Hampshire. So we'll be breaking that down and a lot more today. Obviously, the stock market's plunging again. By design, we'll break that down first when we get back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bev Harris joining us to track all of the election fraud going on, and the preparation for it by the military-industrial banking crime syndicate that is now sucking the Western world dry and vertically integrating all wealth unto themselves. Also, Barack Obama zombies at the debate that was being held at a university. They could chant, they could yell, they could have bullhorns. But a clear listener of this show, I would guess, we're going to try to get him on the show, talking about the New World Order calmly, talking about how the banks are engineering this, how they could have bailed out American homeowners for a fraction of what's being given to the private banks, was just calmly there talking, and the police said, we're going to charge you with trespassing, and took him off the property. And the Obamanoids, they begin just hooping and cheering and hollering with glee. You know, I was angry and upset when George Bush had the free speech zones and is violating people's rights. And now the Democrats think their man is about to be in power, and they are very, very pleased with all the new police state powers. It's totally disgusting. And now I will go in some of the public's minds from being a hardcore communist. That's what neocons call me. Which is completely ridiculous. I'm 180 degrees away from that state of centralization, and I will now be called a right-wing neo-Nazi fascist. because I believe in the First Amendment. And all of us that want to have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, and have liberty, now we see the left-right paradigm again raising its ugly head and sucking in millions of well-meaning dupes, useful idiots, as they are properly called. So we'll be getting into that as well. There are a whole bunch of news reports today. I saw at least four newspapers with headlines about the New World Order, how the private world central banks are going to be taking over the planet, basically, and merging with government, how they are, quote, going to bail out the states and private corporations. That means take them over. But if I get up here and play a clip of Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, or a U.S. president calling for world government, it doesn't exist. This willful ignorance, this willful denial of reality, this global corporate takeover that's happening right now of every major nation state is real, and it's criminal, and it's going to hurt the average person very bad. These are not just tyrants who want power. They want to carry out an aggressive eugenics operation. Okay, we're going to get into where the markets are right now on Wall Street. Another big plunge in the Dow this morning on banking and auto stocks and others. It has been down as much as 200 points. It's only down 71 points right now. Now, remember, this time last year, on October 9th, 2007, the stock market was above 14,000 points. And on that day, we told you that much of its value was inflation and speculation, and that the real economy, Main Street, was falling apart and the banks were preparing to implode the economy over the next 2 years. And we're now another year into that. Now, I want to play Cramer. This guy is not stupid. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars himself on the stock market playing games. He's admitted on video that he's committed many crimes. We've played that audio. This guy goes on TV and talks about the crimes he would commit in the past because he knows it's all selectively enforced. He likes to act like he's for the people. But he goes on air and says that the 50 basis points cut isn't enough. They need to go ahead and slash it down to basically zero. There's a problem with that. That will devalue currencies even more and accelerate the already hyperinflation that is beginning. Now, in amongst his 50% baloney, 50% truth, he does tell the truth and say, the problem isn't inflation, it's depression. It's things imploding. It's a depressionary curve in the economy. And that's true. Now, economists until the 70s had always said it was impossible to have depression in the economy and inflation, or less goods being bought and the economy massively contracting, while you have inflation, high inflation. But, of course, I've coined the term hyper-stagflation. Not only do we have hyper-stagflation starting in the last few years, it is now intensifying. And so, you know, he tells the truth and says, well, there's also depression going on, or massive contraction in the real economy. But then he goes on to say the problem is not inflation. No, it's both of those. And then he calls for massive slashes in interest rates. But here's the problem. You, the citizen, are paying record amounts for credit cards, record amounts for mortgages, record amounts for auto loans, record amounts for home improvement loans and business loans, corporate loans. And the massive increase in the real interest rate for the American people, the people of the world, is being tacked on to everything we buy, intensifying the inflation. So let's go ahead and play this clip. And no wonder the public knows the media is lying, but the gobbledygook is so twisted that the average person can't untie it. Just know this. The reason you can't figure it out is because it's pure bull. That's why. It's pure bull. So let's go ahead and play Cramer.
How could we get worldwide coordinated rate cuts and still go down 180 Dow points. Especially when the market was about as oversold as I've ever seen it in the last 20 years. Can anything save this market? Maybe. But not these little cuts. These cuts are simply too little and too late, at least to save the stock market.
All right, stop right there. Hey, Cramer, there aren't many more cuts they can make. It's making foreigners not be able to buy the U.S. securities for the money being dumped into your stock market and into your companies. See, if they won't buy the debt because the interest rate's too low, then the whole game's over, pal. So what do you say do? You say slash the rates even more, which will accelerate inflation. But remember, only the central financial institutions, they're the only ones getting low rates. The people aren't getting any of that. In fact, as the economy falls apart and people default on loans, real interest rates go up. So again, everything that's being done is for the elite to consolidate and to make their position that much stronger as they buy up the real assets, which they are debasing. There's a depression in prices while we have inflation. That never existed until 30 years ago in any known market because it is entirely artificial. By the way, the elites have not lost control. This is a precision operation, beautifully done. You know how hard it is to create stagflation, much less hyper-staginflation? It's like trying to balance an elephant on the head of a pin. Okay, these guys are slick, folks. Let's go back to this guy lying to everybody.
These cuts are simply too little and too late, at least to save the stock market in 2008. If certainly not the economy. Stock market said today that the cuts need to be much bigger, much more aggressive. The bull market at one point was up, and that was because I think they were cheering that at least the central banks aren't worried about deflation, about inflation anymore. They recognize that it's deflation. But a half-point cut doesn't do a thing to help near-term earnings, and when you have bad earnings like you have with Alcoa, the stock gets killed. Okay. These cuts will not make you big money in the market, despite what you heard all day about, this is the opportunity. Well, great opportunity. They will help banks make more money off what's known as the net interest margin. They help the prime rate come down. These are good things that are often ignored by the media. But again, they won't matter until late 2009 because they're going to cut like little salami slices instead of going in there with the chipper shredder. We have to distinguish between what this means for the stock market and what it means for the economy. Let's start with the market. These cuts are way too late. I am making that point because you have to understand how could the market go down. They are way too late to make you money in stocks, plain and simple. And they're also too shallow. Remember our friend Buddy Powell, Alan Greenspan, took rates to 1% in 2003. We're at 1.5% now. That wasn't a recession. That wasn't even a potential Great Depression. It was just a tough economy.
All right, stop right there.
Too high.
Stop right there. And that started the slide of the dollar. And that made the world face the fact that they'd already issued too much liquidity. And then the big financial institutions started bad-mouthing, remember 2 years ago, year and a half ago, saying that there was too much liquidity being issued to the average citizen, and everything was going to be their fault when everything imploded, as they set the table for what's happening. As they bad-mouthed the credit being given to the public. You see, we would have just had ongoing compounded inflation that would lead into hyperinflation, but further down the road, and that'd still be tough. It'd be bad. But they wanted to eat what was left of the real economy, so they cut off the credit to the grassroots while then panicking the public saying, we need more credit for you, you're going to pay for this in taxes, and then we get nothing, and everything is fed into the financial sector. Then they have the nerve to get up and badmouth the free market and talk about how socialism is actually good all over the news, what the big banks have always financed, which again is socializing our wealth and then giving it to them. And then now they're selling that as socialism when it's not. It's called robbery. If somebody goes in a bank and robs your safety deposit boxes, that's not socialism. That's robbery. So this is the biggest heist ever seen in world history. And you got this bozo up there telling people what we need is more rate cuts. Now, I'm not calling for what Paul Volcker did of, 20% interest rates, but those suckers need to be high, and they need to be high right now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 9th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $885.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $911.57, $455.79 for half ounce, and $227.89 for quarter ounce. That's $911.57, $455.79, and $227.89.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So
my great-grandmother lived to be 104.
A forever grave digger.
My wife's.
When you dig my grave.
Great-grandmother lived to be 108.
Could you make it shallow? So I can feel the rain.
You know, we actually don't. don't live as long now. If you take out the fetal deaths, babies died a lot more often, small children did, of sickness. If you take those out, people lived on average about 84, not 76.
Both were babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children.
Ma Jones had a great grandmother named Ma Jones.
Never have
she
to
was
your own baby.
She was half
grave digger.
Native American.
Well, you did my
what was it? Grave. Cherokee and Comanche.
Could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain, grave digger?
Pocket full of posies.
Pocket full of posies.
Ashes to ashes.
We all fall down, grave digger.
Hey!
When you dig my grave.
The Nasdaq's gained 13.12 points. It's actually up a little bit today.
So that I can
75 percentage points, 75 sub-points, so almost 1 point. Dow's down 29.70.
Little Mikey Carson, 67.
You know, that's what...
he rode his bike like the devil until the day he died.
That's what they sold the public on. Again, the Financial Times, one of the others, reported years ago that they were going to bring the market down, but they want a slow takedown to about 7,500 is what they say they're going to do. 14,000 points. So we've had a close to 5,000-point drop in 365 days since this exact time last year. So no matter how the stock market opens or closes today or tomorrow or next week, they have decided to hyperinflate the currency. Now, sure, you could buy a 1 ounce American Eagle in 1955 for $30. And today you're lucky if you can get that sucker for $980. It's got some markup on it. What does that tell you? We've had a lot of inflation since the 1950s. You have a $30 coin's close to $1,000. But imagine that much increase in price, that much devaluation of the currency in a year or two. See, as much devaluation as we've seen in 50-plus years, in a year, in 2 years. And then after that, you see as much devaluation down to zero in just a few months than you saw in the previous 80 years. See, it balloons out on the other end. I always use the wrong term, telescope. Telescope would be getting smaller at the end or more value at the end. It's I'm doing that butt backwards. It's ballooning at the end in a matter of months. All the value will race out of it. And see, they have trained the retirees, the yuppies, and others, that when markets go down, you stay in. You don't pull out. And so psychologically, it goes from 14,000 to 13,000. Then it runs back up to 3,400. Then it races down to 12,000. Then it goes back up to 13,000. Then it goes down to 11,000. Then it goes back up to 1,250. Then it goes down to 10,000. Then it goes up to 1,150. Then it goes down to 9,500. Then it goes up to 11,000. Then it goes down to 9,000. Then it goes back up to 9,500. Training you to accept the large slide to oblivion while the bankers and the money people got their money out years ago. While they left the country, they got armored compounds for what they believe's coming. And I come on air and I go, look, it's all over the newspapers that the elites are buying armored compounds and leaving the country. And I know elitist right here in Austin in such a wealthy area. You can't throw a rock without hitting one. Most of the people I ran into are new, that they're already gone. It's crickets around their house. And I came on air and I warned you about that. What did I get? Label, fear monger, everything else. Well, let me tell you something. What we've seen so far is the surface of a much larger iceberg beneath the water. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but it's not going to be pretty. We're going to come back, break down the actual financial numbers, and a lot lot more. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
We will not be forgotten.
Fallen since the middle of July, and if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll rise again.
I am an American Indian. This Cherokee, my forefathers loved this land. They left it here for me. The white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories, poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother, we are sucklings at her breast. He who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win.
I'm also going to open the phone lines up in this hour and for part of the next, so you can give us your take on the Bank Anchor Takeover, and also how bad you think it's going to get. What preparations are you making? Are your friends and family figuring out this is predatory? Or are they still in denial? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here are the type of headlines I have in front of me. New World Order, Global Cooperation, Nationalization, and State Intervention all in one day. That's out of the Scotsman. And you have, if you look at really what's being done with legislation in Europe, here in the U.S., and in England, it's all giving governmental power to the bankers. Do not forget that last week, members of Congress were threatened with physical martial law by the executive. Absolute high treason. You thought high treason handing major roads over to foreign companies or ports over to foreign companies or signing North American Union agreements or signing deals to use foreign troops to suppress the American people? That's all public in major newspapers. You thought that was treason. Let me tell you, handing over, that bill is treason, handing over to these private financial institutions, the inner group of private banks, governmental power through Paulson, that's treason. And if we thought that was treason, telling members of the House martial law will be declared while it was in CNN and the Army Times and Seattle Post Intelligencer and other publications that the Army was standing by to be used against the American people to aid local police. Yeah, to aid them in the takeover of this country. Police, do you want to be part of this? I'm not telling you what to do. Frankly, at the end of the day, I don't, you know, have even the specifics on what to do. It's hard enough to grasp the problem and who's behind it and to get the word out to the public. They have thought this out as a military operation, and they are executing it against all of us, and unless we realize, we the people. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, firefighter, school teacher, coal miner, cop, I don't care. They all train us to fight with each other and be against each other and beat each other's throats. They put us in positions. They've made us fight over resources. But I'm telling you, if we don't have an accelerated awakening, it's only going to get worse. And to have them announcing world government here, world government there, Gordon Brown calling for a new world order again yesterday. If you don't know who he is, he's the leader of England. And notice they're now saying, yeah, you gave us the bailout, the banker dictatorship bill, and now it's going to be more than a trillion. It's going to be more than 2 trillion. It's going to be trillions and trillions and trillions, and the U.S. banks with taxpayer money are going to bail out everybody and buy whatever corporations they want with top dollar. Because a lot of these corporations aren't in trouble, and they don't want to sell. So they're being given offers they can't refuse. You have a select group of financial institutions with governmental power, with our money, going around vertically integrating whatever they want while shutting off credit to the real economy and giving carbon tax power into the bills in England and the United States to tax our every movement and our every consumption and to create tens of thousands of IRS spies and agents to go out and set people up. They are getting ready to really squeeze. So what are we going to do about it? That's what I asked the listeners. What are we going to do about this crisis? I can do the things that I have in my power to do. And that is educate the public about what's happening. And then it's up to the public to expose this and say that they don't want any part of it. But the public says 1,000 to 1, 1,000 plus calls for every one for the banker takeover. The public did what they were supposed to do. They do understand it's a scam. They don't have any idea just how bad it is. It's even hard for me to grasp. It gets worse than I thought every day. more insane, more ridiculous, more open. They don't even put window dressing on it. The entire group running the cash handout to the bankers is run by the former head of Goldman Sachs and his minion, Kashkari, who just left Goldman Sachs to hand out the trillions to themselves. They sit in the offices of power handing the money directly to themselves. They don't even put it through an offshore corporation. They don't even launder it. They don't even hide it. They just do it. How do you respond to in-your-face criminality of that magnitude? How do you deal with something that corrupt? Global markets fall again as credit remains frozen. There's plenty of money being pumped into the big banks, but none for us. After a tentative rebound, global stock markets turned lower as coordinated rate cut by major central banks, which are owned by the same people, failed to unlock frozen credit markets, putting pressure on officials to take further action. The officials are the ones paying themselves the money, I would add to the CNBC report. U.S. shares opened higher, but then fell after a six-day losing streak in which they have shed almost 15%. Even IBM, whose preliminary earnings top forecast, saw its stock fall. The U.S. market faces additional uncertainty after a ban on short selling of financial stocks expired at midnight on Wednesday. European stocks also were higher, but then fell after a day after hitting nearly five-year lows. Asian stock markets were mixed as Japan's Nikkei dipped to its lowest close in more than 5 years after a volatile day. Now, you've got the Wall Street folks that make jokes on TV and radio and in person to all of us. Ah, so what happens to Main Street? So what if we offshore? So what? All I care about is my stocks. They don't understand that they're inextricably tied to the real economy. Conversely, you have the working stiffs, Joe Sixpack. I've heard him over and over again on radio, TV, and in person. So I'll ask people in the grocery store line, hey, what do you think of the falling stock market? I don't care. I don't own any stocks. Well, those companies count on those stock values to be able to maintain themselves and expand and employ you. So you don't care about the companies in the market, and it doesn't care about you. See, that's the perfect modern, Western, spoiled, rotten person. Now, get me straight here. I'm not saying this is the fault of the American people. But that doesn't mean the people of the West, not just the United States, but Canada, Europe, England, Australia, didn't get suckered into all of this and weren't trained to trust whatever the establishment said. We certainly take some of the blame for being suckers. But I've used the parallel, the analogy of somebody coming to your front door and knocking on it, and they stick a gun in your face and rob you. Yeah, you should have been a little more careful. Should have asked them who they were first. But you're not at fault for being stuck up, for being robbed, for being hogtied while they take everything you own. Same thing. Do you blame a five-year-old child when somebody pulls up out front their house with a van and says, oh, come look at my puppy. I've got candy. The child should have listened to their parents. The child shouldn't have gone and talked to strangers. But you don't blame that five-year-old child. You blame the sack of garbage, the demonic filth that wants to kidnap and kill that child. And that there brings up the other issue. There is evil all around us, evil worldwide in high places and low, and somehow the public was trained that evil didn't exist and that we could all just, well, the government's trained us not to trust our fellow man, and they've even hyped that up to a greater threat than it actually is, but to trust government, to trust uniforms, to trust the system, when statistically and historically it's far more dangerous than your neighbor or the guy down the street or your boss or your employees. But I'll give you corporate numbers I've seen. Different market studies, on average about 45% of employees steal. I never believed that number when I saw it years ago, but I've seen a lot of examples of it in the real world. Now, if you think the average person is that corrupt because they feel they're entitled to steal, can you imagine what people in government are like? So, Global markets fall again as credit crisis remains. The banks are saying, we won't jumpstart your economy until you give us total power and control, when they engineered the crisis that's now causing it. And look, I know you understand that out there, but I'm not hearing enough other talk radio shows that are getting this correctly. I'm not hearing enough even alternative media getting it right. I am not seeing enough people understand fully what's happening here. I'm starting to see that change, and that's exciting. But just because you know what's going on doesn't mean other people are aware of it. Remember that. U.S. clothing change falter as shoppers clamp down. U.S. clothing retailer continued to report dismal sales. Same-store sale results for September as the global financial crisis further squeezed consumers who were already cutting back because of the weak economy. And it goes through Chico's, TJX, Abercrombie & Fitch, all of them are reporting 15.6% declines, 13% declines, just huge declines in purchases from this time last year. So for those of you that say, oh, I don't care what's happening in the people that have money, well, who do you think buys stuff from the business you run or own or work in? It affects everybody. And the biggest problem here in the austerity that's coming by design is that crime is already exploding, and it's going to get worse and worse. And don't worry, they hired millions more cops knowing they were going to engineer this, as we told you years ago. But they're not going to be out stopping the criminals. They're going to be out writing tickets. Or your husband might be out working on the car and leave a can of open beer in the front. They're going to CPS your kids. You better keep your nose clean, folks. You better understand you're in a prison grid. And you better keep your nose so clean. Now, that means keep your nose clean, but at the same time be more vocal and get involved politically and speak out. But at the same time, do that with a very clean nose. And realize they've trained the public to be spies, to tattle, to make stuff up, to exaggerate, to do anything they can. Carpet cleaners. Appliance repair people. A lot of them are on police payroll, spying in your house. A tiny grow lamp to grow orchids. That'll get you a SWAT team raid. They're looking. They want money. And the government has said they've had a threefold, you can pull this up, increase in the amount of hotline tips for money. That's the new American economy. Look out. Don't just let anybody in your house. Because they'll make stuff up. You understand that? And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. This is a sick, disgusting, predatory society. All three big Icelandic banks are now nationalized. Interesting story here. Scientist hologram television to become reality. Remember we told you about people I know in Hollywood who talk about James Cameron, the reason he doesn't make many movies these days. For over a decade, he's been putting his billions of dollars from Titanic and Terminator into hologram movie theaters, which they've already got designed. Hologram TVs, hologram. Called hologram TV projectors. Amazing. Another headline, financial crisis. Who is going to bail out the euro? Europe must pull together to avoid further financial disaster, argues Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And pull together means fully sign everything over to the private banks that engineered all this. All right, I'm going to start your calls after we're done with this Barack Obama piece. I'm going to go ahead and start playing it now, and then we're going to come back from break and play the rest of it and then comment. And do not dare say I'm political with one of these two-stage candidates. I'm standing up to anybody that violates the First Amendment. And everywhere you see this now, the Barack Obama people, the pro-Bush people, they're allowed to have their free speech. But anybody outside the paradigm is shouted down and kicked out or arrested. Here it is.
Economists estimate that every troubled mortgage could be paid off with $100 billion. We just passed a bailout of $700 billion that's backing every kind of derivative paper that's a worthless investment. Look into fractional banking. The Federal Reserve is bankrupting America. You cannot
pay debt. What I'm doing is not
telling him that
I'm
not.
I'm not.
Why don't you let him do
hey, Obama,
get out of my f***ing way.
Obama and McCain are the same. Obama and McCain are the same. Obama and McCain are the same.
John McCain and Barack Obama
play the rest of this, but when he talks about how he has rights, they chant back, we have rights, we have rights. And there's these huge rallies, people everywhere, other bullhorn signs, people chanting. But if you say, hey, they're both staged, they're both bad, Obama people, there's video of it, their faces, Obama and McCain people side by side look like they've seen a vampire or a creature with 14 heads spewing acid. Because they want a clutch to that. Everything will be all right if they just vote for Obama or McCain.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Obama sheeple cheer police violation of free speech, attempts to succinctly explain banker bailout scam that Obama helped push through, met with mindless bleating. Police kick protester Benjamin Harms off Belmont University campus this week before the presidential debate. We're going to get him on for the crime of trespassing as hundreds of mindless Obama supporters cheered the outright violation of free speech. The protagonist attempts to succinctly explain the banker bailout scam, which Barack Obama has fully supported. and help get passed through Congress. He was instrumental. In clear and concise terms, was met with the mindless bleating of Obama, 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 perfectly underscoring the vacuum of Obama's empty platitudes of change and the deluded idolatry of his supporters. And I'm sorry, it's just a fact, and I'm not for McCain, folks. I don't get to vote. Okay, most of the country's got scam machines in. These guys are CIA government fronts, period. But Obama is the chosen one. He's gotten three times the Wall Street money that McCain's gotten, and four times the Goldman Sachs money, individually. It's almost $500,000 just from Goldman Sachs. And if you think he's changed, he is changed. Incredible tyranny's coming. Martial law, riots, you name it. It'll probably be Obama, because they can't have some old white guy who's statistically going to die of his cancer pretty soon. They can get a lot more done with Obama. But it doesn't matter. The elite get to vote, not us. They get what they want. And they want to sucker people so that they can sucker the liberals, the inner city folks, everybody into this. There's not a sucker the public didn't see they didn't want. And remember, you don't like the bailout. Well, Barack Obama, you can Google Barack Obama instrumental in getting it passed. All those headlines. Very proud of himself. Now, the Black Caucus knew what was going on. They said no. Obama came up and twisted enough of their arms to go ahead and be the deciding vote in the Democratic column. Go pull that up for yourself. And what happened after they got it passed? They're bringing those stocks down because those bankers got all that money now and they want to buy that up. They need to depress it so they can buy it. They need to deepen the crisis because then they'll get even more power. Remember, Congress was told by the executive, you do what we say or martial law. Let's finish up with this audio. Listen to it.
I am now being escorted by police away from the school. We have rights. 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 We have rights.
We have rights. We have rights. We have rights. We have rights. We have rights. We have
rights. He says, I have a right, and then they chant, we have rights, as they take him away. Then the police grab his bullhorn away from him and say, we're now going to charge you with trespassing. That's what our veterans fought and died for. So the police can selectively, and that's how fascism works. It's always the same at the DNC, the RNC, we've covered them all. Whatever the crowd doesn't like, the cops come and take you away. They throw you out. They put you somewhere where nobody can see you. You see, that's how it works. Finish up with it.
You don't agree with what they're telling you, so you get an escort by police off of the premises. This is ridiculous. I have a right to free speech.
Constitution violation number one.
Escorted off campus.
Constitution violation number one.
Free speech.
I mean, am I going to be arrested for trespassing if I come back?
Yes, you will be. What's going to happen? We're going to write you a state citation.
Right now?
Yes.
Wait.
We're going to write you a citation. Here we go. The message is, you're a slave.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Somebody saw this on the national news. I've seen reports all over the place about wherever Obama goes or McCain goes, they confronted about the New World Order. We've seen many videos of that. Mark in Indiana says he went to the state fairgrounds at a midnight rally. Ah, torchlit rally. Perfect for mind control with Lord Obama, who we were just covering. You can be pro-McCain or pro-Obama at these university events, but if you start speaking out against the bailout, the police grab you, take you out, and then charge you with trespassing or cite you. Just amazing. And then the Obamanoids and others chant and love it. Same thing with the McCain people. They support it when you're drug away, and they celebrate the attack on the First Amendment. We've had them pull out knives and cut our equipment, slash things. It's all on video. And the police, right in front of cops, they can pull knives out. It's no problem. You know, attacking people with knives is no big deal. But we're going to go to your calls coming up in the next segment. Mark is in Indiana. And he said that he had a chance to confront Obama, started calling for his New World Order, and Mark said no New World Order. So break it down for us, Mark in Indiana, what happened?
All right, well, first of all, it wasn't a midnight rally. I heard about it at midnight the night before. It was a 10 o'clock in the morning rally. So
okay, I misunderstood you when you were telling me real quick off air. Okay, so I heard about it at midnight. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Go ahead.
Okay, so I show up there, you know, and I'm telling people about it. It's a long line. I'm telling everyone about, you know, the 93 World Trade Center bombing, telling, you know, screaming about it. Be like, how can you know that the CIA didn't hire the terrorists again on 9/11? You know, letting people know. And this little black lady said, come talk to me. You know, she wanted to hear all about it. So I cut in front of the line. So I got in earlier than everyone else. So it was a free event, too. And so when Obama started speaking, you know, right at the beginning of speech, right out of the gates, he said, we have a global economic problem, so we need a global structure. And as soon as he said that, he started tripping over his words, and I immediately said, no New World Order! You will not have a New World Order! You know, just, 9/11 was an inside job! Just really giving it to him, you know, just really going off. And I was dragged off by these three police that were right there, and then to a welcoming committee of, you know, a dozen or more state troopers. And they, you know, twisted my arm the whole nine yards and threw me out. But no charges were filed, which is good news. And the second part of the story is...
Yeah, you're lucky you weren't murdered where they all stand around laughing, like six of them, tasering and tasering until you died.
Oh, there were 20,000 people at this event, Alex. There were so many people here. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we have open torture, open cruel and unusual punishment without trial, electroshock with cattle prods is what it is. You know, we hear about the Nazis and cattle prods, now they do it to us, and it's loving. So were these guys proud of attacking the First Amendment?
Oh yeah, no, I you know, they were twisting my arm. I thought they were going to break it, so I was saying, I'll go peacefully, you know, when they were twisting my arm. Oh, that's the thing. When they were pulling me out, some guy was yelling, tase him! You know, like, totally.
The neurons in the brain with the neural pathways, the average person's seen several million simulated or real murders on TV. It becomes a thing of entertainment and enjoyment. And so that's why they only get upset about Marines killing dogs, not Marines gunning down Iraqi children for fun. So the people laugh at the dead children. They get upset by a puppy. And so, see, the public has seen the attack over and over again, so they want it. It's gladiatorial. The gladiatorial events are meant to condition the public to want to be hurt. So the slaves were calling for you to be tortured, not just grabbed.
Certainly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing. So they kicked me out. It was this whole big thing. But that was a minor victory for the day. I went home to see if somehow one of your people saw that and caught that and put it online yet. You know, immediately I wanted to research it. And then I saw that Gibson from Good Morning America was doing a live broadcast at 6:30 in downtown Indianapolis. So what did I do? Immediately I went down there to the St. Clair Bridge.
I want to hear more. Exactly. You didn't stop. The key to these operations with even one man is in an hour you can go hit three or four points where they want to make it look like the public's included with that mass psychology that triggers a tribal mechanism to see fellow slaves. By the way, McCain just talked about how we're all slaves on the TV the other day. He slipped up. Here we go. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. With free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to Scott, Michael, John, Rebecca, Mike, and others. Open phones at 800-259-9231. Finishing up with Mark in Indiana. So he went down to an Obama rally that was in the fairgrounds, 10 a.m. in the morning. Obama, as he's been giving speeches, as every major financial paper has called for, a new world order run by the private banks. You will pay carbon taxes to them. We told you years ago this would be done after they imploded things. Exactly what we said is happening. And I keep repeating that because listen to us. These criminals are public. Yes, they own Obama. Yes, they own McCain. Obama isn't going to save you. He's going to get more gas mileage for the New World Order. He's a good front for them. And so next you learn that they've got a national TV show going on in the morning still. So you run down there, Mark. Continue. Do we have Mark, John, in Indiana?
Yeah, this is Mark in Indiana.
Okay, go ahead and finish your story.
Okay, yeah, so I get there, and the cops turn me away. So I drive around to the other side of the bridge where I find about 40 civilians standing, 40 people standing.
Civilians,
there, right?
Again, the police and military call us civilians, mayor call us civilians, because we're under martial law officially. Congress has been told that. They've introduced that into our nomenclature. Why were you the slave scum who's only there to pay money to the government to give to private banks? Why were you a slave worm trying to use a bridge you paid for?
Right, exactly.
I mean, tell me, as a slave, as a fellow slave worm, why?
I'm no worm, Alex. I don't know. I am not that. I am a human being with rights and determination, put here by God.
Nope, slave worm. You're lucky government's there. You ought to worship it. You ought to thank it. So tell me, why did they turn you away as a slave worm civilian?
Well, I don't know why, but I found another way. I went around to the other side, and I found all these people standing there waiting for the broadcast, the live broadcast that Charlie Gibson was about to give, you know, to the nightly news. And I let him talk for a long time, you know. I let Charlie Gibson just let him do his thing, you know, waited for it. And I snuck my way to the front. I got right behind the TV cameras, lit a cigarette. I saw the smoke hit his face. I was so close, Charlie Gibson could smell my cigarette, right? And, so I'm just waiting for it. And there's a female cop right behind me, and I look around and look at her, and she looks at me and kind of cute, you know, like she's a cute cop.
All right, that's enough about the uniform. anyways.
You know, I'm right behind the cameras, and I just wait, and Charlie Gibson says, we're going to go to blah, 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 back in New York or whatever, and he goes to a split screen, is what my friend told me. And right then I go, 9-11 is an inside job! No New World Order! You know, just belting it out again, you know? And there was a man cop and a woman cop, and they both grabbed me and are like covering my mouth and just dragging me away.
Now again, let's stop. They pose outside like it's supposedly to hear, and if you want to chant for McCain or Obama, you're allowed to. But even if you have a Ron Paul sign over and over again or a Nader, they come and grab them. They instinctively know anything outside the political correct left-right paradigm is not allowed. So you're up against the fence. You're a few feet from them. You shout. Now, others, of course, are let me guess, waving legalized marijuana signs and, you know, all this stuff and Barack Obama signs, but you weren't allowed, were you?
Oh, no, not in particular. I was
because you're an evil slave worm. Now tell me what the, tell me what the gods who selectively decide what speech is okay, tell me when they grab you what they did.
No, here's the good news.
And I want you to talk about them as worshipful masters. When you talk about them, when you talk about a god, you address it as a deity. What did the deities in the uniforms of Saturn, that's what they wear, what did the deities say to you?
They said, we know. They said, the cops know. The cops said, we know 9-11 was an inside job. They know.
Oh, but still, so they know, but you're not allowed to have your free speech.
Right.
Sounds like they'd already been given orders.
Ah.
Well, exactly. They can't have an alternative.
Did you ask them why are all these left-right idiots, McCain and Obama supporters, allowed to yell and scream, but I'm not allowed?
Well, I mean, isn't it obvious? That answer, that question answers itself, Alex.
So what did you say to him?
I said, the cop, they were dragging me away, and they were like, and I said, well, did you know that? And the cop said, yeah, we know. And I was like, well, the people need to hear that. And millions of Americans just heard that. You know, I was.
But I mean, did you ask the lords, the gods from heaven, the leaders? I mean, did you ask them why everywhere you go, your speech specifically isn't allowed?
There's only one God, Alex. And we can't forget that.
And that's the police. That's the only God.
Oh, well, not
the only
eyes,
God is Henry Paulson, and you will bow. I'm being sarcastic, and I shouldn't be. I don't mean to be. I mean, I'm illustrating they are not God. They are not our king. But listen, it's happened to me, man. I've experienced it. Why is only our speech not allowed, but everybody else's? See, this is pure garbage. I mean, what did you say to them?
You said it last night that the truth is uncomfortable is why. That's all. It's just The truth is very uncomfortable, and all of this information is...
You know what's uncomfortable? These people carried out the attacks, and they're carrying out the financial attack, and none of us have a future. And shame on the police everywhere in this country trying to violate the First Amendment.
They're just trying to keep their jobs, though. That's a problem.
But how do they... Have they all been told, if you hear 9/11 Truth or anything outside the left-right paradigm, don't let them... I mean, the news comes out to claim they're out there for the media... You're not even with a bullhorn. You yell something and they grab you when everybody else screams at the top of their lungs. Why? Why? There's no rules walking up on the side of the city street to the edge of a live broadcast. You're allowed to do that. This isn't the Soviet Union.
Well, you know, that's
so un-American.
They didn't arrest me. It was reported. My friend told me he was watching it.
Oh,
live.
You're so lucky they didn't taser you to death. Like the don't tase me, bro. He asked about skull and bones, so they tase him.
Right. My friend said the screen said,
hey, let me just tell the cops this. Hey, you serve the system. They're going to take your pension funds. Keep drinking the water. Keep giving your kids the shots. Just keep serving evil. Shame on them.
Right.
Now, were the cops being smart mouthed when they said,
they were very cooperative, and they kept saying,
cooperative as they violated your rights. But, I mean, were they being smart mouthed when they said, we know, sir. We know the aliens are real. We know the transmitters are in your brain.
I didn't sense any sarcasm at all because I talk to police wherever I go. I talk to all kinds of people everywhere.
We've had cops all over give us thumbs up that 9/11 is an inside job. But I had hung up a bunch of LAPD detectives and they were all, I had dinner with them and they said, of course we know it's inside job. But the point is, anybody with half a brain does. The point is, how do they know that, but they still come grab you? I got to hand it to the Denver police are the only ones I've ever run into that actually knew what the First Amendment was. Now, they did let people attack us and punch us, but I kind of like that. I kind of like that they just stood back.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's crazier than any sci-fi movie I've seen. It's just
So how did this end?
It ended with, the local news came up and was, like, videotaping them, patting me down, and they're like, keep your hands out of your pocket, you know?
And they used that for, see, there's terrorists on the streets. A lot of danger. Police are dealing with the evil people that speak their mind. Don't worry, the First Amendment's being stopped. We're selectively regulating what you can and can't say. It's America. That's what it's all about, liberty and freedom.
Right, it's totally bizarre.
And what did the local news say? Here we had an Al-Qaeda operative.
Well, I said, if you want to do an interview with me, I'll keep it real tame. You know, I said, I'll keep it tame. I won't go too deep into it. Just give me a short interview.
And they said, no, we've already gotten the image we want as an evil American.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. We just want the image of cops good, civilian slave.
This guy said something. He's got half a brain. Get him.
Oh, my God. He knows how to read. Arrest him. He's reading a magazine. No.
Unbelievable.
So, and we're thankful. Thank you for not tasering me. Thank you for not arresting me. You only selectively violated the First Amendment. It'd be bad enough if you didn't let anyone have free speech, but it's selective. That's even more fascist. Thank you for destroying America. Oh, thank you. I mean, cops, do you think you're safe when you've got a government that carries out terror attacks and they've got you out violating the... I had Austin cops come up to me. We're on the sidewalk, bullhorning Perry. And they come over, and they said, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop. And I said, you guys just lost a bunch of lawsuits. I said, don't do it. And they pulled up the riot gear. They said, we're arresting you 5 minutes. And I said, go ahead. And I started bullhorning the cops. I said, we're going to have to sue you. You've been losing suits. And I saw the cops argue with each other. And then a captain shows up. And then he comes and says, Alex, just go. And I said, no. That video's on the web, and I scream at him, and then they leave. But the point is, in a lot of cities, they just tasered me to death. They wouldn't have known who I was. The cops had, and again, they were out there trying to stop my First Amendment. That's what makes this country. What is your problem? What is it you don't get through your head? You are involved in tyranny and crime when you selectively attack the First Amendment. Do you got me? Do you get it through your head? None of us are safe when we don't have a First Amendment, you idiots. Those checks and balances are there to protect you as well as us. Don't you get it? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's how I feel on the inside, Alex. But that's just the thing. You have to keep your head held high and remember that truth and goodness and it will prevail.
How did all this end?
with them walking me away, and the local news wanted a picture of the cops walking me out of across the barrier.
Yeah, that image of a troublemaker who spoke was taken away.
Right.
That's what you. Well, and again, that's all part of the image. Everywhere. I knew how it would end. It's the same template. Of course, the producers don't even know why they've been told to do this piece by the higher ups. That's to show the image of don't come out, don't protest. It's not allowed. You get tasered. You get arrested. You get run over. Don't come out. Don't come out. Stay in your homes. You're not allowed to come out. You're not allowed. And then cops see that, and it habitualizes that it's all normal.
Right, that's the way it should be. But here's the thing: I was joking with the cops and smiling and laughing, and they were smiling. And to not give them that image, to not let them have
yes.
that, I was talking with them, smiling and laughing.
Did you get the girl's
time.
Number? well done, Lord Vader. All right, listen, I appreciate your call. You've done well, Mark. I appreciate it. All right, we'll be back, and I promise we're going right to Scott, Michael, John, Rebecca. And many others, Mike and others, 1-800-259-9231, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com are the sites.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's unveilingthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
All right, Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to ask you about one of the documents. I didn't get the chance to hear yesterday's show, but I saw something about the conflict and revolution document. Do you comment on that a little bit and can give me some more information on that?
What specific document?
The CNR document. It was under FEMA. It was like a document that I saw on there. It said conflict and revolution.
Oh, you're talking about Colonel Alexander.
Is that what? I don't know a lot about it. I just saw some of the information on it.
Well, you have to give me the specific name of what you speak. Every major Pentagon document, British government documents, they admit it's all about the elite waging war with the people, suppressing the people, dominating the people, controlling populations.
Yeah, this was about basically saying it's either going to be a conflict that happens here, that's coming up, that they're preparing for it, and it's a document that was passed around Congress, and that basically a few of them saw that, and it's either conflict or revolution that they're preparing for. It's either going to go either way. Revolution.
Well, I mean, that's in PDD 51. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. That's in the Army Times. They say they're getting ready for riots in England and the United States.
Okay. Yeah, there was some document. It's called Conflict and Revolution, I believe. The CNR document, and that's what it was labeled. And I thought I saw that on your site.
Well, there's a lot of those documents, sir. We post a lot of stuff that I'm not even aware of.
Okay. All right, Alex. I just wanted to find out, see if you knew any more about that.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now. And let's go ahead and go to another caller here. Let's talk to Michael in Canada. You're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I just wanted to say a couple of things to you. First of all, thank you so much for waking me up. I just couldn't fathom. I knew there was something weird about 9/11, but when I finally a friend of mine who actually lives in the U.S. Referred me to your sites, and I started to sort of get into the issues, and I've watched all your movies. And in the last 3 months, I tell you the truth, I'm just completely blown away. It absolutely shocks me. And as I've, you know, I'm a bit of a historian myself, so some of this stuff I knew and I'd just forgotten. I was an international relations student in university.
Well, that's it. It's in all the history books. It's taught in political science that governments do this, and then the public's been told none of it exists when it's all right in our face.
Yeah, it's really quite something. And you know, my father went to school in the U.S. and we lived. He went to Marquette and Notre Dame, and has always been an adamant. You know, Kennedy was assassinated, and that basically his theory was that when Kennedy came out with the Peace Corps and was sort of downplaying the use of the military as a global way to spread American influence, and the Peace Corps was the way to do it, that didn't serve the needs, and you know, they just shot him. You know, anyway, that's one of the reasons why I called, just to thank you. I really find it, you know, I hope you're making a good buck on this. You deserve it. But wow, you are really passionate, and it's inspiring. And you know, the films are just really, as I show them to other people, I'm amazed at the reactions.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. To answer the question of making a buck off of this, the mainstream media, they can be made, you know, paid $10, $12 million to sit there and read off a teleprompter, and that's okay. But then this radio show makes a fraction of that and puts it, almost all of it, back into expanding the websites, the cost, the employees, and that's supposedly not a good thing with some people. My goal here is not to make money. In fact, if you must know, most of my films lose money. Most of the films I've made, Endgame made some money. Terror Storm made a little bit of money. You really must know the last few films have lost money, and I mean big time. Loose Change Final Cut, Truth Rising. I mean, maybe in a year or two, it might make the money back. That's not the goal of those. Then you ask, how do we operate? Previously, I only had three employees, one of them doing web stuff. Then my wife did the InfoWars. Paul Watson did Prison Planet. His brother basically worked for free, if you must know how we operate. And then I realized we needed to expand, so I started taking advertising. Previously, we just had an email, and if people wanted to advertise, they could, and it was almost nothing. So in the last 2 years, we ramped up advertising, and then I hired like 10 more people. And so the money comes in, and it pays the 14 employees of InfoWars.com. We didn't have money to get a bigger office or build a studio, which we're getting close to being done with, or do any of that. So we did a money bomb, somebody else's idea. That's how we were able to move and do that. And so, but we are a huge success when it comes to my films being seen by hundreds of millions total on the web. And so we are a success in the info war, but the films monetarily, by and large, are failures. I mean, one editing computer is like $5,000. The cameras are like $6,000-$7,000. Paying for an editor, even at low grade, you know, amount of money, is incredibly expensive.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free.
With PatriotFood.com.
Go back to John, Rebecca, Mike, and others. But I'm going to do a video in our new office in the next few months when I get time to walk through, show everybody kind of a tour, what we do. I thought we need to create a bio on the website about who works here, who the people are. Thank God that InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have gotten so big, because we are able to then pay $10,000 a month for shortwave. Most stations put us on for free, but a few stations that have offered to be leased to carry the show inexpensively. We lease five stations. I don't know how long I can do that. I pay now about $20,000 a month in IT. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's how much these servers cost. And believe me, we got good deals. Two CDNs, seven other servers, then two IT people who are just part-time, who don't even count as employees. And then rent, taxes. And I'm not going to open myself up to the enemy. People say, oh, you know, be bold, don't pay taxes. Well, about half the time doing that, you end up going to prison. And so we've chosen our battle. So we can be here attacking them, talking about how they're illegitimate, exposing them, and then openly saying, but I still pay but we spend almost all the money on the business, so it doesn't matter. They don't get paid very much. That's the beauty of it. Through the employees, though, they're getting a lot of taxes. And that's what the media and the government always do to attack alternative media. Is they say, those people, they're out there, you know, preaching stuff against the government to make money. Well, that's what we need. Like G. Edward Griffin says, actually, we need power. We need money. We need to have our own Fox News or CNN. We need to have a lot more money. You bet we need our books to be number one bestsellers. You know, I've had Endgame's been number one documentary on Amazon, number eight video total. But that's selling like, 3,000 in a week will do that. It's not as big as it sounds, and I get about a dollar for each one of those that are sold on there. That's the incredible margin they demand from you. So I try to not obsess on money here on the show, but, you know, I get to the point of plugging sponsors so much that make it all possible because the videos aren't successful at funding us. And then I forget to even ever plug the videos or promote them, and that's not good because they are the most successful thing we do. But you getting copies of them, making copies of them, passing the files around on the web. I mean, I put up links to Truth Rising and Endgame and Terror Storm from Google and YouTube on my own site. I don't just allow them to be out there. I advertise, don't pay. Because my thrill is having my videos be seen by tens of millions of people a month. That's what I'm after, is defeating the New World Order. Because I know I don't have any future if we don't turn this around. That is my goal. If I had my druthers, I would go out in the countryside where you can buy a nice old house super cheap. And I would be an oil painter, pen and ink painter. At night, I would probably do something like own a gas station, have a few old guys that fart around there working for me. I'd have a few cows, maybe 40, 50 acres, and I'd have a big garden. Because I'm not ambitious. I am somebody who's self-satisfied, self-actualized, and I, believe me, would like to live like a hillbilly. But then I'd have to support myself, so I'd live somewhere and have a small business. And because I know you can't with a, you know, unless you go all out farming and ranching, and then you got to have a lot of money to start that. That you can't make it, and it's too dangerous. You've got to supplement a country gentleman lifestyle. That's what I'd be doing right now. But I don't have a future. I can't go live out in the countryside and wait for the New World Order to roll through and take the farm, take the ranch. You know. On his end. But basically my whole show now is pops and springs and breakups. John, you got me on air right now? Okay. Yeah, okay, reconnect. Do the other one, okay? And if they're trying to use it for something else, get me another one. That's why I put two in it to get around this, and they're always using the other one for something. I need it. But again, it isn't about Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a government that can come take your money. I don't have a government that can devalue your currency. I'm not the government threatening to go and take your pension funds. I am not the government. So it's not about me. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about the information. And I suggest people stay focused on the issues that really matter. I mean, the government knows how to manipulate people. They did that to the Black Panthers. They did it to activists. The British did it to the Founding Fathers, you know, saying they were just profiteers for the rebellion. And some of that might have even been true. The point is that the New World Order is a threat. It's the New World Order that's coming down on us. And as a society, we're mentally ill. We're obsessed with infighting and going after each other. And because I am the big kingfish in the whole anti-New World Order movement, very dangerous position, by the way, one that I never sought, but by hard work have achieved. You know, in the final equation, a lot of people want to claim fights with me. They want to claim arguments with me. They want to claim I'm involved with things with them to try to raise their credibility. There's a lot of lies, and most of it isn't. John, the ISDN's still not good. Like I said, can we connect on the other one? Can't get a connection on that one. And we've gone through a lot of hell to bring you this radio show, a lot of things that have happened behind the scenes that I haven't even talked about. But, yes, we need more donations. We need more support. We need people to buy the books and videos. Not just because it supports this operation and what we do, but also because these videos are powerful. They are truth. I mean, Terror Storm is the best government-sponsored terror film out there. Not just about 9/11, but about the history of it. I mean, it wakes people up with all the admissions. Once you can show somebody that the government is criminal and has staged terror over and over and over again. Or Endgame, where we show how the government has tested chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on citizens over and over and over again. Once you do that, it's over. You win their mind over. They unlock their brains. They now see the truth. And then in the next part of the film, we get into how 9/11 is an inside job. But the first two-thirds are about other government-sponsored terror events. And that film is so good, so important, so well done. Myself and Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes busted our butts to make that film. Three guys, and Mike McWhorter was the graphics guy, did a great job. I mean, that is a powerful film that unlocks minds. And what a lot of critics do, instead of use the film, wipe people up, they say, there's pyramids and all-seeing eyes in it. It's subliminal. Yeah, he should have done this in his film. There's nothing subliminal about having an all-seeing eye on the screen for 20 seconds saying the New World Order. We're showing you their symbol. If I made a film about the Nazis and I showed you a swastika, if I showed you a swastika taking over Europe, that wouldn't mean I was a Nazi. And then people lie and say that we're covering up for Israel with the USS Liberty. What type of disinfo is that? We show that Israel premeditatedly attacked the ship to blame it on Egypt and launch World War III right out of Operation Northwoods, just a few years after Gulf of Tonkin. But we show what the admirals and the judge advocate generals and the people on the ship say, that they believe and know that LBJ was in control of the ship under the National Security Council as a spy ship and was directing it directly under through McNamara. And he came on the line and said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. And so we connected it and showed how our government was criminal and involved with the Israelis. That isn't covering up for Israel. See, that's the type of unfair attacks we get, that if anybody had a brain, they would know a film challenging and showing that Israel staged terror attacks is not a film covering up for Israel. And the people putting that out are, and we've caught the Southern Poverty Law Center and others over and over again, I mean, take that guy, Hal Turner. I mean, if that guy just radiates 2 seconds, you know he's one of them. How can people not see it and not know it? And they want to make criticism of Israel base, gutter, racist, vicious, to sound horrible, to scare people away from standing up against the corruption of Israel. They want to make it about the hatred of Jews. Instead of making it about the hatred of corruption. If we're against the Italian mafia, we're not against Italians. If we're against the Jewish mafia, we're not against Jews. If we are against any of these corrupt elites, it's because those governments are corrupt and bad, not because the people are bad. England is one of the most evil empires in the world. Some of the most evil ideas and systems came from there. The Brits are slaves to it, too. And so I don't mean to go off on a jag because that guy brings up, I bet you're doing really well. I hope you're doing really well. And in the final equation, I think it is important, as hard as I work and the work I do, that I drive safe cars and be able to buy a new pair of shoes every year and live in a house that's comfortable. But that isn't what I worship. That isn't what I'm about. That isn't what I'm into, baubles and trinkets and signets. And we need, as a movement, to get past the point of thinking it's bad for us to not just be able to pay our way with information, but we have to build up our movement, and that takes capital. And we have to be ready to get big Hollywood stars to come to our side. We have to get ready to get big politicians to come and join us, and industry people, and people in powerful positions, philosophers, and authors, and playwrights. We are winning. We are waking people up. We're doing something historical as so much of the world wakes up. And as 9/11 Truth has been so successful to lift the blinders on hundreds of fronts, that is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And we should be so very proud of that. So I want you to support our sponsors. And the main sponsor is my books and videos that are waking people up. Go to InfoWars.com, order the books, order the videos. I want you to get them and make copies and give them to people. I have to say not-for-profit, non-sale, because people will then take it, claim the copyright for themselves, and tell me I can't sell it. We've already had people try that. God, no good deed goes unpunished. Get them out to folks. Educate people. You know, take action. It's having an effect. People are ready to wake up like never before. And yes, support the sponsors that we have on this radio show as well. Speaking of sponsors, who are the sponsors? I say firearms. I wish we had firearm sponsors. We don't. I say storable food. We get you good company for that. Now look, even the mainstream says it. I tell you, buy gold when it's $260 an ounce, when it's $400, $500, $800. They're artificially suppressing the paper market while all the major mints in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, no more maple leaves, no more. Now it's eagles, not just the buffaloes. Now it's the British sovereigns. They're running out of gold. And so you bet I bring you a sponsor, which makes this network and this show possible. And I tell you, you're crazy if you don't buy gold and silver. It's also a great deal. And why can Ted get gold but nobody else can right now? Because he's been in this business 30 years and knows all the international sellers who won't sell to people they don't trust, which is most people in this business, but they trust Ted. So Ted has a whole passel of coins that you can't get anywhere else right now. Ted Anderson, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here with you, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Tell people about the offer you've got today.
Oh, yeah. It took me a little bit to look for U.S. Eagles and find a good supply of those to sell. I can tell you that much. We do have them. They're at 1,033. And surprise, surprise, the premiums on them are just going up like crazy. I was running into one guy wanted to have actually $70 over spot for Krugerrands, and those things were trading for almost spot here a few months ago.
Let's be clear, Ted. I talked to you this morning. There's a 3% markup in that coin to literally just pay your brokers. So you are giving it to people at your cost, those eagles. You're doing that to, again, get their business, get them into gold. Most people know the truth. They've still never invested in it. That's why on this show, you give your loss leaders.
Yeah, that's right. And I just really think it's important for people to get into gold at this time. And I really truly believe that some of the best buys in gold right now at this point are the franc coin, which is at 194, and the sovereign coin, which is at 239. And don't forget about silver, Alex. My gosh. You know, those walking liberties that we're putting out there at I think they were around, seven something last time I priced them. Now they're out closer to 10. And I've got some of the Franklin halves still available at 8 it's 70. And, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, yesterday the phones are ringing like crazy. People wanting to, you know, they need to get the gold. They understand the situation that's going on in the United States. And, you know, having somebody from Britain there talking about trying to just buy them, and they can't even get to the darn gold store to buy them. And when they do get there, there's nothing to buy. That's what's going on here in the United States, too. There just isn't enough volume to go around. There's so much trouble economically going on in the United States at this time that even the people that normally would be just buying stocks and in the bond market, that kind of thing, are now looking at gold as an alternative, and there's just not enough physical supply to get to those people. And thank God your audience has had the opportunity at this point to get in before that frenzy came along. But anyway,
Ted, again, explain to people that almost all the other brokers out there can't get them or are charging people 50 to, you know, 50, 100, $200 markups on an ounce of gold because they're having to pay massive premiums just to get something. A lot of places are completely sold out. You can Google that. It's mainstream news, and it's only going to intensify. And you're offering gold at $100 under what it was selling for. So it drops 20 today from the 100 and something it's gained. Doesn't matter because you still locked this in. Back when it was,
I can tell
less.
You, I have got the best price on British sovereigns and French francs in the market today. There's nobody else out there that has a price that's better than mine. And that's because of this position that I put myself into last Monday. Actually, it was last Friday, the Friday coming in right before the weekend. There is nobody out there that has that stuff at that particular price level. And this situation with the U.S. Eagles, try getting them. I mean, the buffaloes are gone. We keep on talking about wanting to get some buffaloes, and I keep talking to every one of my dealers. Any buffaloes you find, buy them for me. I want them in my inventory so I can sell them. I'd offer them right now if I could get them. There's just not anything out there, and the same thing holds true for the U.S. Eagles. Believe it or not, Canadian Maple Leaf, something that I used to be able to sell in great quantity anytime you wanted. The Royal Mint won't even sell them anymore because they can't. They're out of them. And so anyways,
the British Mint, the German Mint, the Canadian Mint, the U.S. Mints are saying, we're shutting down. We can't get gold to stamp it, and we can't buy it and stamp it and then sell it for what the market says it's supposed to cost because that number isn't real. It's a controlled market. The gold is gone off the shelves, and they're still holding the price basically the same. Stay there, Ted.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy related.
stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Gentlemen, the New World Order is coming down on us. They're going to devalue the dollar down to nothing. That is a guarantee. Interest rates are only going to do that further. They're talking about cutting them again. Bev Harris is coming up in the next hour to break down all the election fraud she sniffed out during the primaries and what they're looking at going into the election in about 27 days. Ted, finishing up, you've got gold when nobody else seems to have it. I mean, I'd say, 90% of the dealers you were telling me the other day are out of it. What is it currently today, talking to the dealers? How many are out of gold or selling it at giant premiums?
Well, I can tell you right now, I was just talking to one of the dealers this morning, and it's like, hey, can I get this? No, I can't get that. Can you get this? No, I can't get that. I said, well, how about this and that? I'm not just like going through all these different products. Right now, the Walking Liberty halves are still currently sold out. I still have those Franklin halves. I probably can do about another 9 bags of them, and then I'm going to have to pull those off the shelf. I'm going to go back to dimes then because they made those available to me. It's just like there's just this selection of different things that I could deal with, but the market is just so tight, and most of the smaller dealers just don't have a thing. If you walk into the local coin shops and you say, hey, do you have any $20 St. Gaudens, any of the U.S. Eagles, do you have any Maple Leafs, do you have any Krugerrands, they don't have a thing. There's just nothing there. And the major dealers...
So we're looking at something where you could potentially be out of almost everything yourself. How soon if this continues to...
Well, if it continues to go this direction, I wouldn't doubt it if it was just within a month or two that I won't be able to even trade gold for the paper currency that you're trying to buy it with. That's what's going on right now.
And again, I can't overstress, the paper says one thing, but the mints can't buy it at what their paper allowed, to buy through the treasury. So their mints all over the world are shutting down, saying no more gold, we can't get gold to coin gold currency. Ted, again, tell them what you've got today.
Well, right now what we have today, and quite literally, we do have the U.S. Eagle currently. Right now it's at 1,033. We have also a good selection of the $10 Liberty at 653 and $10 Indians, which usually have a huge premium over $10 Liberties that carry just a premium of $20. They're at 673. I presently right now have the franc coin. It's at 194 in the British Sovereign presently right now at this.
Let's explain. With gold, people get so spoiled they expect no profit for you to take it and sell it. $20 on a coin that literally just allows you to do the transaction.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's just down to bare bones nothing. But the main thing is
and why am I doing this right now? Because there were times, folks, 5 years ago when Ted mortgaged his house. It almost ruined his family. He literally was cleaning the toilets himself. And now that he is in this position, I'm just trying to support the network. And that's why we're doing this. And ladies and gentlemen, he's a big outfit. Trust it. He's got the gold and silver in hand right now when hardly anybody else does. Ted, give him the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. And for the 30 years that I've been in business, there hasn't been a single soul who have sent their money into me and not received what they've ordered. That's probably why they still trust me. And I can guarantee you, if you buy something from me and you send your check into Midas Resources, you're going to get that gold and silver you ordered.
And I remember people bitching and complaining you know, years ago when gold would be 400, then it dropped to 350 and then go up to 600. Now, how are you sitting out there, folks? What did gold do? We told you, move into it now. It is the safest bet. Is it 100%? No, it's only 99%. All the major analysts are now saying $2,000 gold oil, gold. You are insane if you don't move into gold and silver now. You know, an asteroid could hit the earth tomorrow, but barring that, this is the safest investment there is. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold those deals?
I will hold these definitely till midnight tonight. Until then, tomorrow we'll see what the market will bring for us.
800-686-2237. I am Alex Jones. I'm back up. Both our ISDN hookups to Minnesota knocked out. We'll be right back with the third hour with Bev Harris. Get her on the horn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us.
Now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next hour, we have Bev Harris on with us, and you know I'm neurotic about throwing in points, asking too many questions. She is the premier expert on election fraud, blackboxvoting.org, the nonprofit. Her incredible documentary, Hacking Democracy, back on HBO, proving fraud, proving scams, proving that you can hack these systems, remote control, thousands of systems, proving it's designed for that, catching them throwing out the computer tapes in the trash when they said they didn't have them. I mean, so much. So Bev, in the hour we've got together, I'm going to try to really give you the floor. Like, you're doing an hour presentation. I'll throw in a few questions here or there, or take us in and out of break. But I want you to really overview the basic history of the election fraud, not just the new touchscreens or systems, but the Scantrons, you know, that are still centrally tabulated, where we're going, what happened in the, what happened in the, you know, some of the anomalies we saw in problems earlier in the campaign this year going through the primaries, and then now what you're seeing coming up 27 days away from the election right now, which again, as you point out in your film, that you're in on HBO, Hacking Democracy, in areas where you got the Democrats running things, they're clearly running shenanigans, and where Republicans run things, they're shenanigans. This is bipartisan fraud going on, and again, you have done such a great job exposing this, so anything and everything you want to cover, whatever angles, and then right after the election, she'll also be here with us to analyze what's happened then, because we know what's going to happen. Bev Harris, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, great. It's always good to be here, Alex.
You bet.
Yeah, well, in a nutshell, we converted our whole country, based almost our whole country, except for about 600 small population hand sites. We converted it to secret vote counting controlled by government insiders and vendors. Therefore, we actually transferred power. This is what we did. As a citizenry, we used to have control over our elections. We transferred power to government insiders and vendors. And people kind of act like I'm a radical when I say we don't actually have democratic elections anymore, but we don't. This is not this is not the way the country was founded when we say, I tell you what, we're going to trust some insiders to count our votes in secret. But that's what we're really dealing with right now. And you're absolutely right, what you started off with. Whoever's in power We're at the mercy of whoever's in power and controls those systems, which is not a definition of freedom. So, you know, it started when we decided that we should use voting machines to vote. Now, I'm not against technology, but I am against, you know, just building something on mechanics without having a design specification. It's kind of like we went out and we built a big, big, tall building without an architect. The architect is actually the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and it says the people must be sovereign over the government. Well, they left that part out, and they basically made vendors and insiders in the government sovereign. Put it into voting machines that those people control, and said, here you go. This is our elections. We control them. Trust us. So we've actually ceded power. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what are we going to do for November 2008? It's like, well, you know what? You ceded power to a bunch of insiders, and we haven't gotten it back. So, there's a bigger picture we can draw in terms of all kinds of specifics. But in a nutshell, that's what we're dealing with.
All right, Bev, stay there. Quick break. For those who don't understand, not only is it non-transparent secret, every time Bev Harris spot checks them, every time, there's fraud, there's chicanery, there's lies. The systems are designed to be secretly snuck into and then have the visit erased. I mean, they're designed for fraud. Bev Harris, straight ahead.
It is a big idea.
Hey, Jones?
It was
known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sole Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sole Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sole Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sole Smile. Order some today at SoleSmile.com. That's SoleSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have come a long way. When I was talking about election fraud with the Collier brothers 13 years ago on air, and they've been doing it for a decade before that, didn't matter if they had video of the League of Women Voters falsifying the ballots by hand in Florida. The news media wouldn't air it. But today we have the internet, and people like Bev Harris, who's a corporate fraud investigator, an auditor, well, she decided to look into it years ago, and it's been quite a saga. And I know it's hard for some of you out there to believe this is happening. It's also hard to believe that a Goldman Sachs former head and his deputy are running the entire bailout, handing tens of billions personally to their own companies. But it's happening. Every law, every canon of a free society, every check and balance, gone. Diebold, Hardiner Civics, Sequoia, all caught. It's unbelievable. So, Bev Harris, I'm going to turn my mic off. I'm going to sit back, and we're going to go directly to you, blackboxvoting.org. I know the listeners know about this, but do your friends, your family, your neighbors, and do you really think you know? You know, I've seen Hacking Democracy twice, and as I said yesterday in the morning, I was already thinking about getting Bev on. I was on the treadmill. I limited to be on for 30 minutes. Ended up being on an hour watching HBO in the garage with Bev Harris on it. And that's where I got my equipment. I don't have room in the house. And I'm in there watching her. And it's just, even though I'd seen all this, even though I knew this, even before this stuff was in the film, I'd seen it on YouTube and Google, you know, the little clips she put out in pieces, seeing it, just an hour of it. And that stuff years ago. What this woman's done with her helpers and people supporting her is send people to prison. So financially support her. Support us. We're here, the alternative media, going toe-to-toe with the military-industrial complex. So as Bev said, we don't have voting for all intents and purposes.
You know, one of the really great people working on this issue is a lawyer by the name of Paul Leto. And he said the other day, In discussing what we're really dealing with, he said, you know, if one can keep their head while those around them are losing theirs, perhaps they don't quite understand the full extent of the problem. And I have to agree. People come to this slowly because I think it's something they don't want to see. It's like we want to believe we have the best country. We've been told that since we've been children. We have the best and goodest and most virtuous, and we do have that if you look at the people that are involved in this country.
But it's because we're so good.
People. But we don't have that in terms of the system. People
I'm going to say this.
That they think that we have these systems that have checks and balances. What's so interesting is when I first started studying this, people said, well, don't worry about the flaws with the voting machines because we have checks and balances that would catch it. So I spent the last 2 years evaluating the checks and balances. They don't use them. The checks and balances are every bit as broken down as the voting machine system. So then they say, well, it's not that important that the seals weren't on the thing and that the seal numbers didn't match. It's like, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that it's okay if the machines are defective because you have checks and balances, and now you're telling me the checks and balances aren't that important.
Well, Bev,
what
I was just
really
going to...
telling me is don't trust the system.
Well, Bev, I want you to start over, but I want you to roll through all of this because it's so incredible. But what you just said, I want to restate that. It's like coming home, opening your door up, and the couches, the TVs, everything has been stolen. People have come in on the weekend in a few hours and taken everything. You know, robberies like that happen every day in every city. And you're in shock. And exactly, because the general public are good, they can't imagine they're actually being taken at every level by a criminal tyranny. Now I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and walk through that.
Well, you know, even I think one of the things that sometimes helps, people get excited when we talk about fraud, but we don't even have to prove fraud because what got taken away from us was the ability to control the system at all. So it's like suppose you own a small business and you are told you're not going to be allowed to see what your bookkeeper did with the money. You're just not allowed to see it. You know, it obviously, you don't own that business anymore, right? You really don't. Your bookkeeper owns it. The situation we've got in the U.S. is that we don't have control anymore. And so of course, when you don't control it and people can gain power and money when they do control it, those people will commit crimes and those people will commit fraud. It's how it's going to happen. Some of them will be honest. But it is not... It's not freedom to have to depend on insiders being honest and benevolent. That's not freedom. And so what we have to understand is right now the system we've got took away our fundamental civil rights and took away our freedoms. And until we get control of the election system again, no amount of, well, this election official is honest, she's a good one, don't worry about her, that is not the point. The point is we have to be able to control the system. It's just exactly like if you are a business owner and someone says, well, you can't see what happened to your money, but trust me, your bookkeeper is a nice lady. But none of us would accept that. Or sometimes they say, we're going to propose a system now. Boy, the mitigations they come up with are just even dumber than the problem. They've got one now where the guy, some scientist from Stanford, is saying, well, I've got one where you can check your own vote and it relies on invisible ink to make sure it's secure. And I'm thinking, okay, so that sounds a little bit like the emperor's new clothes. Invisible ink and you can check one vote. If you own a business, imagine if they say, you can check one transaction, that's all. And your bank will just tell you what you have in the bank besides that. Just trust them. So, you know, we've got a situation where we've lost control of it. And until we regain control, people will be cheating. Of course, because there's power and money, and they've always cheated in elections, and even when they were very open in public, you know, LBJ back in 1948 got caught cheating in Texas. So it's nothing new, but what is new is that they have removed public controls. So, ask me a question, Alex.
Well, Bev, I mean, I'm just listening to you. I want you to walk through this for people. I mean, you like to prove the fact that it can't be confirmed and it's designed so it can be covered up, but you have caught them cheating. You have caught them violating things. You have caught them rigging votes. And the polls come out, which were always accurate in the past, and the exit polls showing that somebody's going to win, but if they're anti-establishment, they lose. And it's the perfect system, because once you've stolen the right to vote, once you have the fraud in place, it's hard for the people to ever throw the rascals out,
right,
because
right.
They're in control of the whole system.
Right. That's the key. I mean, you have to have a system where you can throw the bums out if they're bums, right? A lot of times I have people come to me and say, well, the system is actually going to be, it's okay in Oregon because we have a good Secretary of State and we really like our mail-in voting and our election official is honest. And when I tell them, okay, take your Oregon election system and take it to Kentucky, where we still have, you know, Festus and Buford sometimes running the local government with their family, and sometimes the sheriff is the drug dealer. And tell me if your Oregon system works there. Well, they always admit, well, no, it won't work if the insider is crooked. Well, then it's not acceptable. It has to be in public view, the whole thing. And you're right, you know, we have caught situations where there's fraud, but the bigger problem is that because they're counting in secret, they have set it up so that it's impossible to prove whether there was fraud or not. So you see, we've actually lost something bigger than just, oh, they've created tamperable systems. And this is an important point, because people think when they want to solve it, they go, oh, let's just build a more secure computer. But it doesn't actually solve it until you put the public back in control.
But then you find out with the computers, with the systems, they've set it up so they can remotely access it and cover up they were even there. Then you go get the trash in county after county, and you get the real paperwork that shows that it was the opposite of what they said. I mean, you have caught them. And people have gone to jail for rigging elections, and we know it's going on, it's just so amazing to watch.
But what they will do, you see, is just make it harder to catch them by making it so that we can see even less information.
Their
solution is going to be, let's hide more information.
Well, I agree. And then we've had the state commissions. I mean, I remember here in Texas, we caught them in election fraud. They said double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures, mm-hmm. breaking safety seals, double counting boxes. And then the state said it was an accident.
I'm glad you brought that up. I call it the oops excuse. I have less polite words for it, but let's call it that. And you see, it's like running out the clock. It's like as if in basketball you could, you know, commit a foul and say oops and then run out the clock and get your basket anyway and then say, but my basket still counts because it was an accident that I ran over that guy. You know, they, elections are all about running out the clock. So in politics, they do anything they can get away with and say, oops, if they possibly can. And so they like to set things up so that it has plausible deniability. And you should see the oops excuses. They're ridiculous. In New Mexico, in the primary, now we have the voting machines. That was pushed in through this Help America Vote Act, or I call
it
Help
America. Yeah, where the feds pay to put the fraud machines in. 2004, it's in the film, Kerry even admitted that, well, wait a minute, the exit polls all show I won, but I won everywhere except where we have the computer machines, and everywhere there he lost.
Right. Well, now, we put the voting machines in with this Help America Vote Act, and there was two parts to it. The second part is going to come to play for the first time in 2008. And that is, in addition to having the voting machines, we now have, for the first time in every state, a statewide centralized database of the voters. Now, these databases could really be messed with. In New Mexico, in the primary, a whole bunch of people couldn't vote because they weren't on the list. And
that's right.
Said,
we're always
giving you the wrong list.
We got a break. Stay there. We'll come back and explain this. Folks, it isn't just that they're stealing votes and flipping votes with the computers and cheating people. Now they've always done this, but now in a greater extent, they're throwing people off who aren't felons, who aren't criminals. So they're also using computers with the databases of voters to keep people from voting. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Okay, let's go right back to Bev Harris as she continues to break down the different ways they're disenfranchising voters, not just at the ballot box, but keeping them from getting to the ballot box. And then I want to go through all the evidence of tampering and where she sees this election going up that we're less than a month away from. Bev Harris?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not even, you know, people often talk about these voter lists as keeping people from the ballots, but it's actually worse than that. What they have is the ability to turn on and off people's eligibility in the middle of an election. So let me kind of run down some examples that I have been able to prove out. Okay, in Georgia, in 2006, elderly people, senior citizens, were coming into the polls and they were trying to vote, and they were told, "You've already voted." And, of course, so that would disenfranchise them, right? Well, some of the elderly people really asserted themselves, and they said, "No, you know I haven't voted." And so they said, so they would call up and ask what to do, the poll workers. This is according to the poll workers' own notes. And they were told, "Tell them to come back this afternoon." So the senior citizens came back that afternoon, and lo and behold, they said, "Oh, you can vote. You haven't already voted." Now, what that tells you, they were using an electronic poll book, which was interfacing with the electronic database that's held by the state now, that's centralized. And what that tells you is that they were able to turn on and off these people's eligibility during the middle of the vote. So they would have a bunch of eligibility turned off, targeting senior citizens, thinking they might forget or not be assertive, I suppose. And if they asserted themselves, they could turn it back on again. Now, in Lake County, Indiana, and this, I think what we need to look at these databases as is a room full of on and off switches. In Lake County, Indiana, they had a number of absentee ballots which they had ruled ineligible. They come in, and all of a sudden one day they see that, this is shortly after the election, they see that they're all eligible, in because the absentee ballots, whether they're eligible or ineligible, is in a computer program now. And they're all these ineligibles were made eligible. So they contacted the state because they knew they didn't do it in Lake County, Indiana. It was done remotely from the state database. The vendor for the state database admitted it and said they were just testing something. It didn't affect the results. Now, how scary is that? Basically, you have someone at a switchboard who can activate and deactivate absentee ballots in the middle of an election during the count, and you have somebody who can activate and deactivate a person's eligibility to vote in the middle of election day. That's what these voter databases are really enabling.
Now, Bev, there are also other things like, and it's always in key demographics, if Democrats are controlling a county or a voting district, magically in the Republican areas, they'll give them a tenth of the machines that are needed for the average voter turnout. But then in the Democratic areas, there'll be plenty of machines. Vice versa, like Ohio, in areas where they know it's going to go, you know, 9-1, say a black area for John Kerry, magically there's two machines for 10,000 people. And then in the Republican area, there's a machine for every 1,000. So there's all sorts of tricks that are being played here. And then you also expose weird cash payments by the Republican Party that are made to Diebold and others at a county-by-county basis that aren't campaign contributions right before elections. I mean, this is amazing.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, there were also very large cash contributions from Diebold to the to Ken Blackwell. He got some stock, I guess, that he was given and so forth. But let's go back to what you were talking about at the, you see, before we got to the cash contributions, you had something and I wanted to address, and it was, oh golly, it's already slipped my mind what I wanted to say. But
well, let me remind you, I was talking about how they would have less machines.
Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to address. This is going to be really interesting because in some of this stuff, it's just stupid. It's not criminal, it's just stupid. What they did was they decided that everybody had to go out and buy these touchscreen and DRE voting machines. In Texas, you use a lot of heart, which is a dial-a-vote thing. And it takes a certain amount of time for each person to vote on those machines because they have to monopolize the machine while they're on it. It's not like the paper ballots where they can go off in a corner and then just run it through later. Well, what they did not anticipate is an election that might have a higher turnout. So they only allocated not even enough money to buy the machines and not enough to buy the machines for a high turnout.
Bev Harris, we're going to come back. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to break it down. I want to get into what you see happening in the election in 27 days. In hindsight, integrating the information we have from the primaries just 6-7 months ago and all the shenanigans and activities we saw there, and then ways to counter this, solutions.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
We'll be right back. Okay, Bev Harris, we've only got about 20 minutes left with you. Let's break down the rest of the story. As they say, people can find out more at blackboxvoting.org. They can also go to Amazon, other places, and buy the great film, Hacking Democracy. If you don't have HBO, it's airing every couple days on HBO. Watch it and understand it's far worse than even that film covers. But, again, we need more Americans like Bev Harris and her cohorts going out, digging through the trash, always finding bad stuff, you know, at these voting systems companies, at the counties where the voting's happening. Go through the fraud we saw in the primary, what you see it building up to now, other facets, other areas we haven't gotten into, and then most importantly, solutions. I mean the positive news that I've got for everybody here today is this. 10 years ago, you'd see polls, almost no one thought there was election fraud. Now over 90% in major polls say they know it's a fraud. And so the good news is the establishment is not selling the lie that they're not engaging in an orchestrated takeover. So before you leave us, let's get into that, or you can tackle that positive thing now. But let's continue to expose what's happening, where you see things going, and then, as I said, solutions. Bev Harris.
Yeah. Well, every election that we've looked at, we've found let me put it this way. The best scenario we find is that we have to disclaim any opinion on the results because there's not enough information and it's not even gettable to find it. And in many situations where we go in, we see actual fraud. They still do it clumsily. But if we don't get control of this situation, it's going to be like inoculating it so that it gets more and more resistant to citizen oversight, where they'll get better at it and they'll be more skillful. You know, we still see things where they have gigantic typos in the wrong date on the memory tape, poll tapes that they rig. You know, there's a tape that they had in Volusia County in 2004 where they accidentally did a typo while they were rigging the tape, and they dated it 16,000 years in the future. You know, and you still see a lot of that now where it's just so clumsy you can't believe it. But trust me, they're going to get better at it and they're going to get more skilled. And so we have to ultimately take back control of the whole process or it's just going to be harder to catch. Like any criminal, you know, they learn from their mistakes. In New Mexico, I was mentioning earlier, with the voter lists, they simply handed out the wrong voter list. Voter lists missing lots of names, and then afterwards said, oops. So you got to watch this.
And they still certify elections after they admit their frauds.
Right. Oh, get this. You're going to love this. Palm Beach County, again, it has problems every election. They lost 3,500 ballots. Now, the machines didn't count. First of all, they had a recount where these two candidates were separated in the primary last month by just 16 votes. Every time they put the ballots through the machines, which were Sequoia machines, they counted differently. But not only that, they lost 3,500 ballots. So what happens? The people sign off on certifying the election, and because they couldn't figure out what the numbers are, the canvassing board signed off on blank pieces of paper. I mean, these people need to go to jail. You know, I mean, we would not get away with this. Imagine sending in a form to the IRS and just leaving it blank and signing it and saying, well, I didn't know the numbers, so I signed it. You know, it's ridiculous what we put up with. But, yeah, pretty much everywhere you look, you find either one or two things. You find things that you certainly can't explain and they're completely not acceptable, or you can't even find the information because it's hidden. So the question you asked is, what can we do about it? Well, we have a system that we're going to be putting out this election. We put the first video out this last weekend. It's called Protect the Count. And it is the first effort to really get citizens in the field on election night looking for things, because one of the things that kind of gets my goat is people call me up and they say, you need to research this, and you need to investigate that. And I'm thinking, you know what, America, if you don't get out there and do the same kinds of things that I'm doing, I'll help you, I'll mentor you, but don't think I'm going to do this for you, because I'm not. We're not going to get our country back unless we go take it back, all of us.
Here's an example. You had to put out thousands of Freedom of Information Act requests yourself for the 2004 election. You did it in one night, stayed up until 5 in the morning, entering those yourself. It's covered in the film. And then you would get back a, you know, 4 or 5 days signed after the election, what was clearly, as an auditor, a fake computer tape receipt. And then you go from California all the way to Florida and other parts of the country. You walk in, you say, hey, this is a fake computer printout, and it's got signatures after the fact. That violates federal and state law. And they say, well, it's no big deal. Then you go, I want to go over there to the warehouse where it's held, and you catch them with the trash running out suspiciously weeks later, you know, right when you pull up to throw it away, you grab it away. They say no. The bag rips open, and it's all the real tapes. I mean, this is like a cartoon whodunit where you're...
And they didn't match. I mean,
that's the next thing.
How incriminating is that? The tapes were different.
But that's what I was about to say.
Not only in terms of date, but they had different votes on them.
That's what I was about to say, is that not only are they giving you a fake tape, you go and catch them and basically tackle them like in a movie, and there are the real tapes showing it was an election fraud. I mean, it is, and then they look so guilty when you're back at the central area. It's just incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. And the thing is, if we get out in the field, and if we, what I'm telling people to do this election is, if you're already a credential observer or you're already a poll worker, take another 30 minutes, take a snapshot or a camera, and get evidence of what that poll tape result was before it ever left the polling place. That's going to be helpful. Now, if you are not a credential observer and not a poll worker, these things are supposed to be put on the building for a few hours. They're supposed to stay there for 24 hours, but they usually stay there for 6 or 8 hours. So even after the polls close, get your video camera, spend 90 minutes. Don't just sit in front of the TV and think, well, Bev Harris is going to get it, because I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to get it. I can't be in all those places at once. And we're not going to pull this over the tipping point with just Bev Harris. We've got to have citizens out there and just tell yourself, you know, instead of sitting in front of the TV, I'm going to spend 90 minutes out in the field, I'm going to grab my camera, and I'm going to get copies of what these things were before they left the polling.
Hey, Bev, I've had crazy listeners sue me twice saying, I didn't sue this government person, or I didn't do this investigation. I don't just have them calling me up and emailing me saying, I better do this and that. I have them, and of course it gets thrown out, suing me because I'm not doing enough.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I flip it right back, because I have people call me all the time telling me what I should do. And I'm thinking, okay, I gave up my entire life savings in my last 6 years and work 100 hours a week. What are you doing, guys? I think that's one of the things we've suffered from in this country, is the citizens have an inferiority complex. We can do this. The most brilliant things that are being done by fishermen, pottery teachers, real estate agents, construction workers. It's not experts that are really making a difference.
Bev, here's an example. If you just go park behind the election offices, or you follow the vans, you're going to see them pull off in fields and put them in the backs of black Cadillacs. You're going to see, I mean, this happens.
Which is why you need your video camera. People don't want to do
that.
Folks,
government is so corrupt.
You've got to have that video.
Government is so corrupt that 9 times out of 10, if you just go watch them anytime. I mean, every time I walk in the Capitol, there's payoffs in front of me with cash. I mean, the criminals have taken over, so they're operating like it's nothing.
And it helps to get video. It's the videotape taken by an Austin citizen, Kathleen Wynne, in Ohio, in that tape, Hacking Democracy, that resulted in two women being sentenced to a year and a half in prison. The videotape, that's all it was. Without the video, no conviction. So the videotape, I cannot stress enough.
Tell folks what the women did. Tell folks what the women did.
Well, Kathleen Wynne, she went up there, and she was asking questions about this recount they did, and she asked how they chose the random poll of the 3% of the precincts, and they said, our random is our random. We always select it, which, of course, is a violation of state law. Well, they selected it, and they made sure that what they selected was specific areas that happened to match, as opposed to all the other areas. And then when those matched, they said, okay, no more recount, everything matched. So they rigged the recount, but she caught him on tape doing it. And that is what eventually, 2 years later, led to them being sentenced to a year and a half.
Well, by the way, these county clerks and people, these are, most of them are hardcore operatives and are in with the good old boy club. And the public's like, well, it's such a nice old lady. I mean, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's right. I hear that all the time, too. People say, well, my election official is really nice, and I trust her. And I'm like, you are missing the boat. It isn't about I trust her or I don't. Can you see what she's doing? Period. If you can't see. We need to take a page from what financial auditors say. When financial auditors can't see the transactions, they don't say, but I think the person is nice. You never read that in an audit. What they say is, there's no basis for confidence in the results. There's no, we disclaim any opinion on the accuracy. In other words, if you can't see it, then you can, then what the only proper response is to disclaim any opinion on the accuracy and to declare that there's no basis for confidence.
Bev Harris is our guest. Bev, take Vicki Karp and others here in Austin, Texas. She heard my show, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Or longer, and we were covering election fraud, and she didn't really believe it, but she went and checked into it and found out that it was true, and now she's had a big effect. And there's so many other people out there taking action. What are some other things people can do in this election?
Well, here's something. Especially if you're a credentialed observer, and you can get credentials, and it doesn't have to be a major party. It can be any of the parties that are on the ballot, so Libertarian, Green, any of those. Check and see. Now, they seal up these ballot boxes, and they seal the memory cards, and the seals are supposed to have a number. They never match. They're broken. They're missing. There's only one reason for the seal to be broken and missing, folks. Just picture it. Don't worry about the memory card. Yeah, they have a seal on the memory card and the bag that holds the memory card, and it's missing. Think of it like old-fashioned ballot boxes. What does it mean if the ballot box comes in and the seal has been removed? There's not that many explanations for it other than somebody got into it. So one of the things that people can do is actually just go check and see whether the seals are intact and whether they match, and whether they're broken, and document it when they haven't been. Because part of what we need to do now is gather this hard evidence in more locations so that we can throw this rotten system out. And you're right. You said one thing that was really important. What I see that I'm optimistic about that's different in 2008 than it was in 2004. In 2004, nobody was listening to me. I was talking to all these highfalutin characters with the campaigns and so forth, and they weren't listening at all. This year, people get it. There's something wrong with this system. And the New York Times, you can't get more mainstream than that, interviewed a member of the Election Assistance Commission. You can't get more government than that. And the Election Assistance Commission admitted we will be voting on machines that are defective. And the New York Times even wrote, and it can't be fixed before the election.
But by the way, they're spinning it that they're defective. No, they're doing what they're meant to do, carry out organized,
right.
Secured, sequestered fraud. And for folks that think that this just started 10 years ago or 8 years ago in 2000, after the election, you would hear, well, wait a minute, this county really went for this person, or this state really went for that person. But Voter News Services, this secretive group of top media people, they would just announce who had won, and over again, it was fraud, and then that was proven. And so because the public was exposing that, that made them move in with,
right.
with these military-industrial complex front companies. That's who they are, with young CIA guys with shaved heads guarding, you know, the facilities, and that's, you know, who it is. I've talked to the Colliers and their daughter and others, and I've seen it myself. And so they tried to move in with something they could control easier. And people think, well, it's just the touch screen or the purely electronic that are built for somebody to hack in and change 5,000 machines in 60 seconds or whatever, as they're designed to do with no record. But then it's the bubble, you know, type. It's the Scantron. Those are centrally tabulated. This has been going on a long time.
Right.
And that's why you can have on every issue the people 80-90% against both parties. You know, you can have 1,000 calls to every call for the bailout, but still they pass it because the system and the politicians, and I've talked to high-level ones, they know And they know.
There's no consequences.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yeah, the people are not in control. I mean, we have to, unfortunately, get past our rosy and happy view of what we thought we were, because we aren't. And then we have to do what Americans are so good at, which is roll up our sleeves and tackle this monster and make sure that we get control back. And you know what? People have told me, well, I think if I don't get my candidate in this election, then it's all over. It's like, no, you don't give up. It's the end game. It's not about what candidate gets in. We have to take back control, or we will always be at the mercy of some candidate who comes and waves the magic wand. Is that really what we want? That is not freedom.
No, it's about going the distance. And, you know, I've had the idea for more than a decade to have paper ballots. And the way you get that is you sign a petition to, basically bring it to a vote at the city council at your level. And in there, you have it funded to have this special election be done with paper ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's funded, and then you watch it, and everybody goes out and monitors for fraud, and it'll be there. They don't want to give up control. You know, they're in there stealing as fast as they can, folks. Corruption's endemic. It's everywhere. I mean, this country is run by criminals from the top to the bottom, and they're only bringing more of their crooks in. And they told Congress last week, don't vote for this martial law be declared. I had the congressman on. I mean, this is really happening. What do you think of the idea of having like a recall of a governor, a county by county recall of the fraudulent machines?
Oh, I think that's marvelous. And you know, Sarasota County, Florida, the citizens did get it on the ballot and they won. And they have optical scans there now, which now they don't work either. But it was interesting because, oh my goodness, they were fought at every level, but they won. We can do this thing, but we first have to get the rosy-colored glasses off.
That's right.
And be able to have the courage to look.
That's it.
And that's why I want people out in the field on election night. And by the way, you will be told that you can't videotape. So what you do then is you videotape them telling you you can't videotape, and you say, why are you hiding the information? And then you put it on YouTube and you show their, you know, anybody who tells you you can't get evidence of your own election needs to be exposed.
Well, also, state and federal laws say that you can videotape, and the press is supposed to have access to that. But bottom line here, final segment with Bev Harris coming up. They know that we know, and we have to stop them. The government is illegitimate, period. It is completely run by foreign banks, period. Bev Harris, fraud investigator, is our guest. She is the star of Hacking Democracy. Stay with us.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
All right.
Final segment with Bev Harris. We've had a lot of requests to re-air the interview with Governor Jesse Ventura last week. So we're going to re-air that in the fourth hour today. Look, a lot of people like cliches. They say, Alex Jones is just negative. Why don't you be positive? Like I'm a Eastern yogi, and if I imagine something, oh, I decide the voting machines are good and my vote counts. It's, you know, no. That's delusion. We're actually very positive. By admitting how bad things are, that's the only chance we've got about developing solutions to turn it around. And, Bev, I guess you've gotten that over the years, too, though you've been proven completely right. Then why don't you just be positive? Why don't you stop being an anti-American? This is America. Everything's fine, even though it's been proven to be a fraud and triplicate.
To keep my balance in this, I have a sense of humor. And I recommend other people do, too. And people, they tell me not to laugh about the ridiculous stupidity, unbelievableness that we see. But I feel like, you know what, if you can't laugh and you can't have the courage to look, you can never solve the problem. So it actually is just, you know, doctors in an emergency room sometimes laugh, too, because otherwise they lose their sense of balance. And by the way, one other thing, if folks cannot get out in the field, don't have a video camera. You know, we don't do this often, but I will tell you that black box voting won't be around for another 4 years if we don't get financial support. We do need to, you know, bring in the donations. I'm confident we will. I have faith in that. But we do need to bring the donations in
yeah, it's
order
not
to
cheap.
Pay for our travel and stuff.
It's
you know,
not...
we are not getting grants and we're not on the government payroll.
I was about to say, for me to just make a film and fly four or five places with two or three people.
Right.
I mean, this is even staying in, you know, hotels that aren't that nice. It is bankrupting. And go to blackboxvoting.org, buy the books, buy the videos. You know, she's written books and put them out for free. We have this tendency to give it out for free. And because it's free, people don't even appreciate it. The point is, go there, donate. Bev Harris, I want to have you back up again in the next 3 weeks before the election. And I want to have you and everybody you recommend on, you know, the day after the election and in the weeks following that as you're out in the field. As always, blackboxvoting.org. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. There she goes. Absolutely, folks. We need support. We need you to support our sponsors. We need you to support what we're doing because it's very expensive to do this radio show. It's very expensive for her and what she does. And absolutely, at the end of the day, I want to thank everybody that has supported Bev Harris. Okay, speaking of sponsors, before we end this hour, New Vitality is a long-standing, wonderful vitamin and mineral company that has hundreds of good products that don't have any magic or miracle claims. They just are good stuff that's good for you, like their concentrated aloe vera with 29 other ingredients. Aloe's colon and body cleanse flushes you all out. Their super beta prostate for great prostate health. Go to newvitality.com. That's newvitality.com. If you forget the website address, there's a New Vitality link for super beta prostate. You can see it up there right at the top of or near the top of InfoWars.com. Link through to newvitality.com and check out their fine line of products. 1-800-569-4056. Stuff I believe in. 1-800-569-4056. And call them. You can learn more about the hundreds of great products that they have. 1-800-569-4056, like the Aloe's body cleanse, detox Sapphire or the Super Beta Prostate and many others, but those are two I can vouch for, so just telling you about that here. And yes, we busted our butts to make Fabled Enemies here with Jason Burness. That film exposes the fact that the government carried out the attacks, and if you call that negative, that's fine. You know, there's nothing I can do here other than tell you it's the facts, and we're not safe. You can deny it all day, but they still carried out the attacks, and they're still in power, and they're going to carry out other crimes like controlled financial implosions and other things until we say no. You know, we told you the bailout would result in the stock market plunging, and what's it been doing? 6-7 days straight. So please go to InfoWars.com and get the books and videos as well. All right, Governor Jesse Ventura coming up. Stay with us. All right, that's it for PrisonPlanet.tv live.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
That's it for the PrisonPlanet.tv live feed for everybody out there watching. And the AC's been broken in the office, and I just can't handle it. That's why I'm going off early, really, because I'm sweating in here. The equipment in this little room, it's like a bread box, bread oven in here. Plus, people want to hear the Ventura thing, so here it is. God bless you all. Just want to thank John Harmon for the great job he's doing. This is it for the PrisonPlanet.tv stream. Take care.
So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm really honored to have him with us for the next 60 minutes. He is former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, star of Hollywood alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger and many others. Two of my favorite movies, The Predator and, of course, The Running Man. And he is going to be with us again for the with, sir.
You know, I don't know, really. I guess the economy right now, of which, you know, I'm paying, I think all of us are paying attention to it and trying, I guess, to figure out the dilemma is, does a bailout work or doesn't it work? You know, you hear two sides to the story, and it certainly puts you in a predicament of picking the lesser of two evils, which means you're still picking evil.
Well, let me throw in my two cents. They are terrorizing the public with the president and others saying, do this or there'll be a depression. Stuff like that from a Treasury secretary and a president itself is fire in a theater. And then if you read the bailout plan, it gives them total immunity. It allows them to basically be separate from the government with no oversight. So really, I think the $700 billion itself is a distraction compared to the new powers it gives the Treasury.
Okay, well, I'll trust you on that one. You know, I've been involved in other things the last week or so. If that's the case, then I fully do not support the bailout. Then I think it's ridiculous because this bailout, if it indeed happens, should come with so many rules and regulations that it's as sound as anything you can imagine, because you can't be just taking money and handing people blank checks and telling them to fix it, because that leaves virtually no accountability. It's kind of like how the war was run in Iraq.
We've certainly seen a lot of that. We were lied about the war. We were lied to about so many other issues, and now the same crew. I mean, take the conflict of interest. We have Henry Paulson, who still has a big stake in Goldman Sachs, directing tens of billions of dollars a week into his own company. I mean, how can he be doing that?
Well, you know, I guess the best answer to that, Alex, is that we've forgotten that the Constitution today is a thing of the past. It's a document that doesn't exist anymore, which says there will be a separation of powers into three separate divisions. And as I look at the country today, I see that that isn't happening at all. You know, that we aren't a separation of power anymore. There seems to be no checks and balances whatsoever, which is what the forefathers tried to put in when they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, was that making it a system of checks and balances. And the problem is we've allowed people, I mean, I kind of laughed the other day when I heard Ralph Nader refer to George Bush as King George.
And a socialist.
I don't think Ralph is that far off with being able to say King George.
Well, I agree. He's also pointed out that George Bush is more socialist than any president we've ever had. He's just giving it all to the elite.
Right. Oh, yeah, completely. You know, this is a bailout of wealthy, and their argument is that these are the people that provide the jobs, so that it will have a trickle-down effect to all of us, which I have to assume will be some correctness to it, but again, how do you bail out the top and trust what they're going to do? You know, clearly, I find it very interesting that the very people that wanted to deregulate everything are the ones now leading the socialist bailout.
Absolutely. Governor Jesse Ventura will also talk about his book that's been on the New York Times bestseller list, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. He is our guest for the rest of the hour after this quick break. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jesse Ventura is our guest for the rest of the hour. There's so many issues to be discussed and to talk about. The finishing up of the bailout, you know, the internationalists that run the banking system created these trillions in derivatives. They tied it to our bank accounts, our 401ks. Now they're saying, come in and invest in this, or basically it's all going to implode. These are the same interests that have all been moving offshore. And so just in closing, any other thoughts on what's currently happening with the bailout that they are set to vote on in the Senate today, Governor?
Well, you know, again, we have to watch. My thing to tell all the American people is be vigilant, man. If you're not holding people's feet to the fire, you're going to get bad government. And that's the problem in this country as a whole, is that we sit back. We live in our own little worlds and we don't pay attention to what's going on with the nation. And then by the time it catches us, we're basically caught with our pants down because we haven't paid attention at all. You know, maybe the good thing that will come out of this whole bailout issue is that it will finally get the American people to rise up, take their heads out of the sand, and start paying attention, Alex.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to ancient history, but I sure wish you were running for Senate. I don't blame you for not doing that, because you've got some other, you know, ways of getting the word out to the people, staying in the fight, and we appreciate you not going back to back to Mexico to surf. We know that's probably quite beguiling, but let's get into the fact that you are doing a pilot, and I know you're doing some other stuff, but I don't know how far you can go, Governor.
Well, I'm doing actually, I've got possibly 2-3 pilots in the hopper, but I always like to tell people that I don't discuss them in great detail until the first check clears the bank. That's because these are TV shows, you know, and I'll be straight out front. I do get paid when I do pilots, like anyone else.
You're not a communist.
And our job, like, and I, you know, you got to earn a living. And so, but the pilot that we're doing now with the True TV Network, which is the formerly Court TV, is going to deal with conspiracies. Because conspiracies have fascinated me for going on 20 to 25 years or better now, you know, starting off with the murder of John F. Kennedy and watching it evolve into everything else and now into the 9/11 conspiracies. And so I think it's very intriguing stuff. And even for people that don't believe or don't want to or whatever it may be, it's still very compelling and interesting. And to me, it's truly better than anything like Tom Clancy could write or anything like that, because in many ways, real life has more intrigue and mystery than what anyone could make up in their own minds and write it down as a fiction writer. You know, Alex, I have my own imagination, so I don't really need to see somebody else's imagination or read about it. But I do I love history, and it disturbs me greatly when history is not recorded correctly or if history is misled, because then generations from now, people will never get a clear picture over what went on. And so, you know, delving into conspiracies, I think, is just great intrigue and great dramatic television. And not only will it hopefully inform you, hopefully will entertain you at the same time.
Well, I know that the networks are very interested in this, because I've been approached many times with similar ideas by the networks, you know, delving into the secret meetings, infiltrating them, basically exposing what's going on underneath the rocks of government and corporations. And I can't think of a better person than the former underwater demolition and Navy SEAL individual and a former governor out there, you know, running around covering all of this. Now,
Wait, Alex, let's not cheat me either. Now that Sarah Palin's out there, I'm also a former mayor.
Absolutely. And former radio talk show host and movie star and professional wrestler.
Well, you know, that's going to be the intrigue of the show. As I said in the press release, you know, I've been a mayor, I've been a governor, now I'm going to get a chance to be a detective and to be able to go seek out the truth and hopefully go question people and get some answers. I guess, you know, if I could, what's going to happen in the show somewhat, I guess for lack of any other better way to put it, I'm going to become somewhat of a Michael Moore of television, I guess, for this pilot. I'm going to go ask questions, people, and I think my credibility precedes me to where they can't take me lightly, and I'm going to go simply ask questions. And Alex, when I was going through underwater demolition training, when we got to second phase, which was land warfare and demolition, when I went through, I had an instructor back then during the demolition phase at San Clemente Island. And this instructor was a chief warrant officer, and he impressed to me very strongly, with no reservations whatsoever, that there is no such thing as a dumb question, especially when you work with demolition. Because not only can you kill yourself, you can kill your teammates along with you. And so I've gone through life with that premise in mind, that there is no dumb question. A question certainly isn't dumb to someone if they don't understand it. That's not dumb to them.
Well, that's what
and
I've seen
so
mainstream.
Well, that's the way that I've gone through life. And that's what the essence of this TV show is going to be. simply that there is no dumb question, and every question deserves a honest answer to it. And so I'm going to be out and about asking some, you know, solid questions that I certainly don't consider dumb, and I don't think most people in America would either. And we'll see what kind of answers we could get from people.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that that's what, quote, conspiracy theory is the mainstream media and the dominant corporate culture. Anytime you say, hey, I think this bailout might not be a good idea, they've been calling that a conspiracy theory. Or, you know, I think that we need to question government more or have more checks and balances, or there might be some corruption in government. They call it a conspiracy theory. So basically, anybody questioning the official paradigm is called a conspiracy theorist. And we've seen the same thing, you know, going back to Galileo when he said that the Earth was orbiting the sun, not the sun orbiting the Earth. You know, they called him a heretic. And isn't that what's so suspicious about 9/11, is that you just ask questions and they stonewall and act so suspicious, Governor?
Well, and to me, that's the question we're going to try to pursue. Why, if what they've told us is true, then, you know, there's that old quote, the truth will set you free. Well, why would you have any fear of telling the truth? Alex, I love to tell this story, if I may. When I was running for governor, and at the time it was very much in the early part where there were six or seven candidates and they were holding debates throughout the state of Minnesota, we're much different than Texas, where in Texas you get one debate. Up in Minnesota, generally, you might get 12 to 13 of them. And when we were at this one particular debate early on, we were seated alphabetical, so naturally I'm over on the far side. And I'll never forget, all the seven or eight other participants in the debate came in with stacks of papers and spin papers and all this stuff, and I sat down with nothing. And I remember there was a black woman, a civilian, sitting to my left, and she quietly handed over to me a legal pad and pen. And I looked at her and I handed it back and I said, no thanks. And she said to me, well, don't you think you'll need that? And I whispered back to her, I said, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. And she looked at me and smiled and nodded. She fully understood what I just said to her. So in these debates, I didn't need all that stuff, because in essence, every question I was going to be asked, I would simply tell the truth. And if you do that, you don't need a good memory. And so that's what we're taking forward here. And people who will stonewall 9/11, well, why? If what you're saying is true, then simply tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, Governor, I mean, take the new NIST report. They have now retracted their previous five reasons Building 7 fell, that 47-story structure, for those that don't know, that was hit by nothing that day. And they've retracted that it was bad building construction. They have retracted that a fuel oil tank blew up and did it. They have retracted that the North Tower fell and gouged out 25% of the south face of Building 7. And now they're saying a new phenomenon. This is like seeing a leprechaun in your backyard. It's a new phenomenon. Never before seen. Thermal expansion did this with 1,200, 1,500 degrees, cool fires, made it symmetrically fall. So they're just counting on the public, not looking at the evidence. And I'm here to tell everybody, and I want to get your take on this, the new NIST report has completely and totally backfired on them.
Well, the last report I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, the last report I saw from them on Building 7 stated that they said that the fuel in the building, the diesel, was not responsible. They said the fire that destroyed the building was basically furniture and papers burning.
Yes, and they say it's never happened before.
That was their final line on the report that I saw. And Alex, I looked at it and started laughing. I thought, wait, how can they possibly? They're telling me that papers and furniture could cause a steel-structured, girdered building to uniformly collapse in 7 seconds. Alex, if that's the case, then what is being done? Because clearly, in that era of time, when that building was built, there were probably hundreds of others built throughout our country and the world. Shouldn't there be steps taken to ensure public safety if merely a fire with furnishings and paper can cause the total collapse of a 49-story skyscraper? What is being done about that?
Well, let me tell you, federal agencies then put out new guidelines in the last month telling them to build buildings differently, and major engineering firms and groups are now suing the federal government saying this isn't true, this isn't reality, and they're saying if this is the case, then a Bic lighter would be able to burn down a building, and we don't need controlled demolition companies anymore.
Well, and that's the truth. I said that from day one when I read this. I said, well, the way that...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Defend him in this major, major case. Well, the part I took home from that more than anything is also the attitude I'm going to bring to this show, so that all your listeners will be clear on this. There's a scene in there where Denzel Washington turns and says this words. He says, explain it to me like I'm a six-year-old. Do you remember that from the film?
Yes.
He makes that statement, explain this to me like I'm a six-year-old. Well, that's the aspect I'm taking forward on this. Explain it to me like I'm a six-year-old, so that we will all be able to hopefully clearly understand what these people are talking about. Because I think for the most part, most of us feel that if it were explained to a six-year-old, we would be able to grasp it.
Well, I want to get more into 9/11. Let's talk about, you told me that it was great meeting Karen Johnson out in Phoenix when you were there visiting, when you went to the 9/11 truth event and spoke there. And then I love the video of the media trying to attack you, and you throw it right back at them and say, you explain it to me, because the official story doesn't answer any of the real questions. And even the 9/11 commission says they weren't allowed to even do their job. So recap what your experience was like really getting in with both feet in the 9/11 truth out in Arizona.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some dedicated people is the first thing I want to say. You know, Senator Karen Johnson, to me, shows tremendous courage because she's a current elected official who is making no bones about the fact that she feels that the 9/11 investigation was completely botched and that there certainly should be a second investigation done, even though at this point in time it would be exceptionally difficult because there, as I stated earlier, there's no evidence. It's all been destroyed. So nobody can go there and get anything scientific, you know, it isn't made available to anybody. But the people out there are super dedicated people, and they're coming from all walks of life, which is the thing that I'm really noticing and that really makes me feel good. Not only do you have a strong group of young people, whom you would expect. You know, I grew up in the 60s, so, you know, I know what it's like for young people to bolt from the status quo. I grew up in the generation that we used to say, don't trust anyone over 30. You know, I remember that famous quote. And, you know, so you've naturally got young people that are heavily involved. But then there were also professional people out there who are involved, people who you wouldn't expect to be involved, who have taken time and studied it a little bit. And I think that's really the thing that needs to happen in this country. We've got to break away. I had a guy the other day just look at me and smile, and he's at the golf club, and he said, I don't believe any of that conspiracy stuff. And I looked at him and I said, well, what knowledge do you actually have? What have you done to study it at all? Are you simply going on what the television has told you and what the government has told you, and you just blindly accept that today? And this guy was a Vietnam veteran, Alex. I would expect him to be a little bit more cynical, you know, in light of the fact they've now revealed the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. And, you know, in the fraudulent whole Vietnam War.
Well, the NSA.
How we wouldn't allow elections in Vietnam because they knew Ho Chi Minh would win them, you know, and things of that nature. And so, you know, and it irks me that the public is so, they don't want to, maybe it's because they don't want to believe anything else, but that isn't the attitude to have, and that's not going to do us any good because, you know, you can stick your hole in the head, but it doesn't mean things are going to go away and they're going to be right. The only way that happens is by people being involved, paying attention, and doing a little detective work on their own and understanding that you cannot trust the mainstream media today, and you cannot trust our government today.
Absolutely, and it's the denial that there could be corruption or there could be a problem that has allowed the corruption to take over. History shows you're always going to have corrupt groups and criminal organizations and elites trying to take over and set up empires and abuse the average person's rights and liberty and property. And so to deny that any of that exists in history or in this country is the greatest folly, and we're about to reap the whirlwind on that front. Governor, we're going to break in a moment, and we'll get back.
Okay, Alex, let me throw this out for a minute. The other thing I find so mind-boggling in this whole affair of 9/11 is the fact that we will so quickly believe that 19 Islamic radicals with box cutters could do what happened that day, but we totally throw out that us on the Christian side could never do something like that.
Oh, that's a great point. In fact, let's keep talking about 9/11, then I want to get into your book, and I want to talk about what's coming up in Austin with yourself and Willie Nelson and I, and a lot more, and maybe take a few calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At LaserMed Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasermedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
We're going to get back into 9/11 in just a moment with Jesse Ventura. And yes, I'm going to take a few calls for the governor coming up in about 15 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Kind of a grab bag. See what type of questions you have for the good governor. We'll talk about his book, too, before he leaves us. And he is coming to Austin. I really look forward to that. It doesn't get any cooler than getting to hang out with Jesse Ventura. I'm really excited about it. And Willie Nelson at the same time, and a bunch of others that I'm not at liberty to talk about that are going to be at this event. It just blows me away that this is actually happening. But so Jesse doesn't think I'm kidding him. I've got his email. I guess I could send it to him. Here is the trailer from the TV show they worked on similarly, but I think his is going to make it through. I hope it does. It's about a minute and a half long, called American Conspiracy. Here it is.
You're either evil or you're good.
These are the stories you hear in whispered conversations.
We're both in skull and bone with the secret society. It's so secret we can't talk about that.
One would think it wouldn't take very long for that to happen, dealing with people like this.
These are the stories that offer different explanations.
These mothers have planned every monster you can imagine, and I do this because I believe in this country.
They are the stories that must be told. Suspicion of our politicians is not new. But the number of citizens who distrust the government today has reached an alarming new height. In New York City, nearly two-thirds of the population believes there is more to 9/11 than has been told.
I believe the title was Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
But where can viewers turn? American conspiracy. Our nation's preeminent conspiracy expert, radio host Alex Jones, takes us beyond the stock stories of the mainstream media.
Okay.
He asks the questions others won't consider.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of Kerry?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
He explores the places others only talk about.
You're beginning to sink deeper into the rabbit hole now.
He takes us through the doors others won't enter.
Can't even begin to imagine what we're going to discover.
In this first ever adrenaline-fueled docudrama, Alex Jones uncovers America's darkest secrets.
You need to answer real questions instead of lying.
It is the X-Files, unscripted, all the more frightening because it is real.
All right.
Big public officials going.
It goes on from there, but Governor Ventura, what do you think of that?
You got me hooked. I'm ready to watch.
You know, my wife last night, I was telling her about this, and she just got so excited because I think you're going to do 20 times better because you're going to be the producer. And I know you don't want to give us, too many hints, but if it gets picked up, what are some of the areas you're going to get into? Obviously JFK, because isn't that what originally woke you up more than 30 years ago?
Yeah, there's certain aspects to the JFK murder that can still be looked at even today. There's certain things that could be done which could shed a great deal of light as to what went on, 40 some odd years ago.
You know, I have the tape of E. Howard Hunt saying he ran the operation. I have the video.
Well, there's things of that nature, and then there's other stuff too out there that I will get into. But JFK, it could lead us to many, many different things that people have questions about, and that there are conspiracies of. There's a lot of interesting things that deal around Scientology and that religion.
Hey, how about you crash the Scientology church or crash Skull and Bones? Oh my God!
Well, in order to crash Skull and Bones, I might need a whole SEAL platoon.
Hey Jesse, listen, I on air, I'm going to say it, and if it gets off the ground, I want to be a sidekick.
Alex, what? Wait a minute. I want to ask you something. Skull and Bones, now that's like the secret society at Yale University?
Yeah, it's a homoerotic a Germanic death cult where Robert De Niro got it right in his big film, The Good Shepherd, and they do satanic rituals. I've actually snuck into one of their meetings that they had separately in California.
The Skull and Bones, that's what they do?
Absolutely.
Well, isn't George Bush part of that?
Yes, it's very Christian.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. How can that be Christian?
Well, let me tell you, Bohemian Grove that I snuck into, I'm sure you've heard of that, Northern California, the mainly right-wing Christian leaders go there and they bus in male prostitutes. I mean, I know you're not attacking them either for their sexual preference, but why are they so hypocritical, Governor?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, but it's certainly hypocritical if it's true. I mean, Alex, sometimes you go to places that even I don't know exist.
Governor, do you have a computer in front of you? I love doing the Google game. Google male porn star services moguls, and you'll be looking at mainstream newspapers. Remember Jeff Gannon, the bald-headed gay madam who was in the White House press conferences? And who was signed in over 100 times past midnight at the White House? You remember that?
I don't know a thing about any of that.
Oh, listen. Oh, my God. I,
Alex, you got to say, you know what? You better let me just stick to what I know about and focus on that. If you get me off track with all this other stuff, I won't know whether I'm coming or going.
I know. Well, listen, you know a lot about stuff I don't know about, and you're in a very powerful position. And kind of like 2 years ago when I gave you Terror Storm, I would love to just be an unofficial advisor and just, I mean, I could send you so much stuff that's admitted, sir.
Well, like I said, we're going to do this first pilot, and then we go, let's get this one on the air. And once this one's on the air, hopefully we will be bought into series, and at that point we'll be looking for a lot more stuff to educate and entertain the people on.
Well, I publicly groveled to Lord Ventura. Lord Ventura.
Yeah, as I said, Alex, we got to do it one step at a time.
No, I know.
You know, right now, my focus is to do this pilot and make it as good, entertaining, give people knowledge and to make people question some things and give them enough facts to the ability to raise some questions and ask them and not be afraid to do it.
Well,
we're supposed to be in a free country. Let's always remember that. We're supposed to have the First Amendment here where we can talk. And again, and I know this has been said many times, but people need to always remember the First Amendment is to protect unpopular speech. Not popular, because popular speech doesn't need protection.
Well,
unpopular does.
You know what Mark Twain said? Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And you really are a great patriot, one of the biggest names to go public for 9/11, and it is becoming more and more mainstream thanks to you and so many others. What is it like to see the phenomenon of government-sponsored terror becoming more and more accepted, sir?
Well, you know, we got to wait and see. You know, let's see the chips fall and let's see the education take place. But that's hopefully that's what this show will help to do. And as I said, I'm got my fingers crossed that the courage will be there and that it'll get on the air. The True Network, I think, has seen, somebody told me, in 90 million homes today or 100 million homes.
It's 91 million.
You know, that starts the ball rolling.
And it's one of the biggest cable system shows, networks out there. And I tell you, they're lucky to have you. I'm just so excited about it. I mean, Jesse Ventura, conspiracy investigations, it doesn't get any better than that. Getting back into 9/11, there are so many facets to it. But some of the areas that they can't ignore is the White House lying and saying we never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings, when there'd been hundreds of government drills and plans, and they'd even, you know, had Operation Bojinka and other cases where things like this had developed. We also have the war games that morning, just like on Sevens.
What gets me the most, Alex, is when I watch Condoleezza Rice testify and state, we had no idea they would take planes and use them as missiles into buildings. And then you find out that, yes, they did. They even had, as you said, practice things that had happened within the government. And what would they do? How can they sit back and look at us and say they were so naive that they didn't have any idea that this type of situation could happen? It insults my intelligence, Alex.
I tell you what insults my intelligence. I'm in Austin, Texas. The main network's in Burnsville, Minnesota, and we have problems about 3 times a year. And it's when we have somebody big like Jesse Ventura. In fact, the last time it happened was when he was on, and you probably can't hear it, Governor, but somebody's cutting into the line. John, I want to switch to the other ISDN right now. Okay? I don't know if you're hearing that crackling, but okay, it's switched. Yeah, Governor, a lot of weird stuff going on here on our end, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence that somebody cuts our digital lines only when you're on the show.
Well, maybe it's coming from my end, too, because, you know, I wrote about that in my book. You know, the house that I lived in at the time I was governor, it turned out that there's pretty big, strong evidence that my lines were tapped there.
Now, Governor...
And after all, Alex, let's remember, our Democrats gave the president the ability to do that again.
Well, did you hear? When I was in, you probably didn't, but it was in the Denver Post. When I was in Denver for the DNC, I was going to meet with Cindy Sheehan, and she was doing a big event with Ralph Nader, and I was invited to that, and I'm going to meet her, and when I meet with her, she goes, guess what I just caught? She goes in her room, She's already been checked in. She goes out and eats. She goes in. The door's cracked. There's a guy in a suit over her phone putting a device in it. He screws the top on and runs out of the room past her. I mean, and then, of course, you talked about what happened at your house. Tell folks about that again.
Well, you know, we had a system set up where, as the governor in your private home, they give you this red phone that even if it's knocked off the hook, it will ring automatically the local police, you know, who will come running, which is a good idea. You know, you don't even have to speak into it. If the phone is knocked off the hook, that sends a message right to the local police, and they're coming. But when they installed that, we always had weird clicking on my regular phones, and it was so bad it became laughable, where my in-laws would automatically state, well, I guess if you're out there, we're talking again, you know, and that type of thing. And then when I ended being governor, we found a little transformer type thing out on my deck one day that a friend of mine said, who used to do that for the phone company when ordered to, said that had something to do with, you know, a listening type device. And then the guys who came out to then rewire my phones back up after the red phone was taken out and all this other stuff, they came up just baffled. They said, we've never seen phone wiring like this in all the years we've worked on them. So that's all I can go on, Alex, is that it was a very strange situation, to say the least, my 4 years in office.
Well, you know, you've told this story, but you never got into much detail here. Can you briefly get back into one of your first days at work? You go to the Capitol, and there's 23 CIA people in your office, but they won't tell you who they are. They won't tell.
Well, they weren't in my office.
They were in the Capitol basement.
And let's put it in the right thing. They requested that I come down and interview with them. You know, I don't want to say they ordered me to, because there was no one that said I had to, but I, being former military and, you know, new to the job, I felt that I guess this is my obligation. If the CIA wants to talk to me and I'm the governor of the state of Minnesota, I certainly should talk to them. So I went down, and then when it arrived, I went down into the bowels of the Capitol into this closed room, and I sat in a chair, and they were in a big half-moon circle around me. And let me also say, they were very professional. They were very courteous. They always addressed me as my title, governor. You know, all the formalities were there. I guess the scariest thing about it, Alex, was this. As I looked around the room at these 23 people, I saw my neighbors. And what I mean by that is, you would never guess in your wildest dreams that these were CIA operatives, which is their job. So obviously they recruit and they do it very well, because some of the people I looked at would look like the old retired guy down the street that would sweep his step. Others were younger people, others were professionals, others were blue collar. They came from with an entire cross section of what you'd call America.
Amazing.
And then, of course, I was a little belligerent, being who I am, and I said, before I answer any of your questions, I have a few for you. And one of them was, I asked them why they were operational within the United States when their orders are that they're not to be operational.
There's a federal law. It's a felony.
Right. And, well, clearly that law isn't enforced, because they're entrenched in Minnesota government. And as I talk about in my book.
And what did they say to you?
Well, they wouldn't, really. They avoided the question pretty much. And you know, I said, your mission statement says you're not to be operational in the U.S. What are you doing here? You know? And then I said, I want to go around the room, and I'd like for you to tell me your name and what you do. Well, I got about half and half on both. Half would tell me their names. I don't know if they were their real names or not. No way of verifying that. And half would say at all what they did. If they did tell me what they did, how would you know that was the truth?
So how did it end?
It was much like when I went through SEER school, Survival, Escape, Resistance, and Evasion, when I was a frogman. Well, when they interrogate you there, my actual rate was storekeeper, which is supply. So I would tell them I'm a storekeeper. I work in supply. I hand out blankets and requisition parts. Although I was actually a Navy SEAL, never worked in supply at all. But in those days, you had to go up in rank with a regular Navy rate. And so I was a storekeeper. And maybe that's the way it is for these people, too, that they don't, you know, they can make up and not actually do what they tell
you. But didn't you say the meeting basically ended there because they wouldn't answer the questions?
Oh, no, not at all. It didn't end there. Then
okay.
I took their questions, and amazingly, all their questions dealt around how I got elected.
They wanted to understand how you came out of left field.
Yep. And that's their job. And it's like when I went home that day and I called my friend Dick Marcinko, you know, the creator of SEAL Team 6 and a 30-year Navy SEAL. And Dick dealt with the CIA a whole lot more than I ever did. And I was only in the active duty 4 years. Dick was in there 30-some. So I called Dick to ask him about it, and he started laughing. And he said, well, I don't know exactly, but I can throw a guess out. And I said, well, your guess is going to be better than mine. Fire it. He said, they didn't see you coming. And he said, their job is to report trends. They want to find out, are there going to be six more of these independent governors that might win? What's going on in the country? Because that's what their job is to do. Gather intelligence, present it to the government, so that the government can then make a determination and an educated movement on how they want to react to it.
Well, it's hard to believe. Yeah, Governor, it's hard to believe that we are already right up to the final segment, and I know you've got to go. Maybe I can push your arm for five more minutes in the next hour so we have time to take four or five calls on the other side. Plus, I want to get into the Austin events coming up and plug the book. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are our news websites. Stay with us.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of Glare 5, Glare 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
declaring independence. They've laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
Liberty for their descendants.
Let me tell you, the best part about my job is that I get to see people really wake up to government-sponsored terror, to corruption, to so much, and to see people all over the planet waking up and to know that we are on the real cutting edge. And then I get to associate with people like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and the former German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, and the Italian president. Former Italian president's gone public saying it's an inside job. People like Bill Christensen, CIA section chief in Berlin, who says it's an inside job. Bob Baer, who says it's an inside job on this show. The guy that made Siriano about CIA black op commander. You know, we are going against the flow, but we're starting to turn people around and wake them up. Governor Ventura, your book has been on and off the New York Times bestseller list. If anybody hasn't gotten it, they need to get it in bookstores everywhere. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. That said, I am looking forward to hanging out with you for a day and a half here in Austin. For those that don't know, I'll go ahead and announce the details. The 26th of October, the backyard, the last time, because they're moving to an even bigger facility. This one holds 18. It's outdoors. I mean, this one holds 8,000, and we're going to be having it streaming live for free on the internet at Infowars.com, which Willie Nelson's idea. The thing is so popular that even when Willie said come to the event, it was almost sold out then. So it's sold out. You might go to Scalpers to get in, but regardless, it'll be free on the web. Austin City Limits is going to be there putting it out all over the country. They're going to be taping it for that. And a bunch of other media is going to be there. And so you'll definitely want to watch that for some surprises. Governor Ventura, do you like Austin, Texas? You've been down here quite a few times, I think.
I enjoy Austin, Texas very much. In fact, I would tell you this, and I hope I don't offend the rest of the Texans, but if I were to ever move to Texas, Austin would probably be the prime place where I would look, because I love the blues and I love Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the whole Austin area down there is a magnificent area. It's fun to come and visit, and I'm looking forward to coming the 26th.
Well, if you like Double Trouble and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn is going to be playing at the event, and he is a listener of the show. He's been a guest here. He lives in Austin. So have you ever met Jimmy Vaughn? He's a fabulous guy.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy was up at the Ron Paul thing here.
That's right. He told me about that. Absolutely.
Jimmy and I talked at the Ron Paul convention, the counter convention up here in the Twin Cities at the Target Center.
Well, it's a small world, and I'm just honored to be associated with people like you and Mr. Vaughn and others. God, it's exciting to be on the side of good. I feel sorry for those that are involved in corruption and bad, because I guess they don't have a conscience or they just don't care, because I love being part of the good guys. What about you, Governor?
Well, I don't know necessarily. You got to remember something. I was a villain for all those years in wrestling, so I like to cause trouble, too.
You're not a villain.
Well, I played a villain. Everyone hated me, Alex. They paid their hard-earned dollars.
Let me tell you,
to get my butt kicked.
Growing up in Dallas, watching you on TV, we liked you, and we were rooting for you to kick Hulk Hogan's butt.
Well, you know, when you put it that way, Alex, then you're not always on the side of right and justice, because I was a villain. Hogan was supposed to be the all-American boy, not me.
I know, but everybody liked. I mean, they're saying you're probably the best villain ever, Jesse. But you know, you're not really a villain, so we know that was just having some fun.
You know, people understand that's in the world of pro wrestling,
All right, folks, Alex will be back live tomorrow, Friday. Stay tuned to Alex Jones on the Infowars.com streams. Restreams in just 1 minute and 10 seconds. Stay right there, Infowars.com.